Paris charity match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson looks like going ahead next month. Briefly checking finance now, the Aussie dollar is buying 60.57 US cents.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Checking today's forecast, cloudy with a high chance of rain in the afternoon and evening, top temperatures of 26 degrees. The cloud should clear tomorrow afternoon for a mostly sunny weekend. The Big Sports Breakfast returns on Monday from 5:30. Coming up soon, though, all of today's scratchings.
Harvey Norman, your destination for Australian-made mattresses with brands such as Sealy Posturepedic, King Coil, Sleepmaker Beautyrest and Body
Belt. Wow. For thousands of listeners, this advertiser is now top of mind. This brand is now in their heads. But don't worry, there's plenty of room for your brand too. So if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
The expert team at Harvey Norman. On Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, today's scratchings.
Hello again, New South Wales racing today at Tamworth, where the weather is overcast, the rail is true, the pinot reads 5.36 and the track is a soft 7, there are 34 scratchings. From race 1, number 2, Alizar, 4 Egos, 6 Super Rocker and 9 Exotic Enterprise. Race 2, takeout 13, Surf. Race 3 is clear. From race 4, take out 6, Balboa and 8, Ginger's Voice. From race 5, scratch 6, Blinker No More. From race 6, number 1, Bandahara, 2, Ego Dancer, 3, Crystal Billy, 7, Forever Jude, 12, Value Abbey and 14, Divine Dream. From race 7, number 5, Perfect Peace and 6, Sir Clooney. Race 8, take out 1, Whiteley, 2, Discombe, 6, Jamaican Dream, 7, Larynx, 9, Radiant Choice, 11, My Desire, 12, Lachita, and 14, Oakfield General. And race 9, takeout number 3, Tikitala, 4, Marikawa, 5, La La Loopsie, and 8, Magna Rock. That is 3, 4, 5, and 8 out of the last at Tamworth. At Canberra, the weather is overcast, the rail is at 7 metres, the pinot reads 5.62 and the track is a heavy 8. There are 32 scratchings. From race 1, number 2, King Rachel, 4 Uprise, 6 Congenial Mistress and 9 Eliana Star. Race 2, number 1, the Doctor's Son, 3 Trust the Process and 8 Fights the Need. From race 3, take out 7 Tri-Nations and 9 Macy Tess. Race 4, number 3, Sheer Impulse, 9 Grappus Girl and 12 Vol Preve. From race 5, number 6, Farthing Wood, 7 Islands, 9 Rev It Up Red Nut, 11 On The Take. From race 6, a takeout number 3, Heaven On Earth, 4 Safe Landing, 9 Whiskey and Diamonds, 10 Emerald Fortune, 13 Polyzena and 14 Mammoth. From race 7, scratch number 1, Azoustic, 2 Bigger Than Thorn, 3 Alvalantis, 5 Candy Bar, 7 Hadchuk and number 11 Rocket. Victoria's daytime meeting at Benalla has been abandoned due to the state of the track. That leaves us with the Queensland meeting at Gold Coast, where the weather is fine. The rail is at 4 metres from the 1400 to the winning post and 1.5 metres for the remainder. The pinot reads 4.57 and the track is a good 4. There are 18 scratchings. From race 1, takeout number 1, Battle Through. From race 2, number 5, Global Citizen. Race 3 is clear. From race 4, scratch 2, Fuji Flyer and 10, Zoo to Z. From race 5, number 2, Powerful Saga and 7, Real Cute. Race 6 is clear. From race 7, take out 2, Ashman, 6, Fanks and 12, Red Monkey. From race 8, take out number 13, Pacola. From race 9, number 12, Champagne Vega. Race 10 is clear. And from race 11, scratch number 2, Intrinsic. 5, Smart as Attack. 7, Higher Love. 11, Momentum. And 14, Maya. Stick around on Sky Sports Radio. Dave Stanley is next with a huge Racing HQ.
And we're getting close to action now.
All clear.
When the gates are back.
Here comes the hero.
Group one glory, all right?
Oh, this is great, isn't it?
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
And now,
Stanley.
Here we go, punters. It is Friday, and we are one sleep away from day one of the championships at Royal Randwick, one of the biggest days on the racing calendar. And what about the fields? We're going to be chatting to a number of the main players today on the program, and a little bit later we'll have our punters panel, of course, with Glenn Munsey, Brad Davidson and Paul Joyce. But to kickstart the program, I wanted to get the Chief Steward and also the Head of Integrity at Racing New South Wales, Mark Van Gestel, on the program. Mark, welcome to Racing HQ. I know you've got a busy morning this morning. How is everything in preparation for tomorrow, day one of the championships?
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, look, we're certainly ensuring that our biosecurity measures that we've had running now for several weeks at Rosehill Gardens have been transferred across to Randwick, and all those protocols that we had introduced on Golden Slipper Day and also Tanford Stakes Day last Saturday have been put in place at Randwick. So they include segregation of jockeys and trainers, employing the social distancing principles, and making sure that temperatures of all participants and essential personnel that are coming on course are being taken, and that we're ensuring that we're not having any risk of COVID-19 being exposed to anybody on the course.
We've heard from a number of participants, a number of big-name jockeys and trainers this week, and a lot of them saying they feel safer at the races than they do going to their local shops. So you need to be commended on what Race New South Wales and your team has done. Has it been a difficult process, or do you feel that the fact that you've had the barrier trial with equine influenza, that it's been a little bit easier to get this sort of up and running as quickly as you have?
Sure, Dave. There were certainly some learnings that we had from the equine influenza back in 2007, and those learnings have obviously been implemented here, with COVID-19. But look, I'd have to say that the cooperation from all the participants, realising the importance of having racing continuing, and racing employs thousands and thousands of people, and it's essential that we try and continue to race wherever possible, and of course, we're also serious about the health and safety of our participants, so ensuring that we don't compromise those things as well when persons attend race courses, whether it be a race meeting, track work or barrier trials.
All right, Mark, have a wonderful day yesterday. Hopefully there's plenty of safe and clean racing, and good luck with your team over the 2 days of the championships.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
There he is, Mark Van Gestel, the Head of Integrity, the Chief Steward, of course, and have got a busy time the next couple of days. He's got a busy time coming up at 9:30. He's actually got Hugh Bowman's appeal, so we thank Mark for joining us on such short notice. Let's take a break on the other
Sky
side.
Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ on this huge Friday as we have a look ahead to the championships day one, and very excited and also honoured to have Chris Waller on the program, Australia's leading trainer. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, a big day tomorrow. It's a special day for you, the Doncaster Mile. You love these miles at Randwick. You love these handicaps, and gee, you've got a big team in. Do you ever get nervous heading to the races with a team like this? Still?
I used to get very nervous until about 51 weeks ago when Winks retired. She took everything to a whole new level. Prior to her, I used to get terribly nervous. As I said, she just took everything to a whole new level, and since she's retired, it's been a little bit easier. And it's still a big deal, I can tell you that. Yeah, we'll just hope for the best and make sure they come home safely.
Exactly right. It's another world we're living in too, with the restrictions on crowd and also the protocols. And I mean, a number of leading trainers, a number of top jockeys have said they actually feel safer at the races with the biosecurity measures than what they do going to the shops or in their own home.
Yeah, I took a video on Wednesday at Rosehill, just to show my wife what it was like, because I don't think people really can understand how a race meeting's conducted without people tripping over each other and things like that. Because, yes, there are quite a few people at the races, but showing her the vision, she certainly understood that in a big place like Rosehill or Randwick or other venues, how jockeys can be completely separated and basically not even seen until they come into the mounting yard. And even still, we've got a 2 metre barrier between us. So outside of the jockeys coming out of their room, we don't see them all day. We don't see the starters. We don't see the stewards. We've got a phone, my phone, my instructions in. They ring if there's a problem. So everybody's segregated. In terms of the trainers, it's quite amazing. You can see the trainer of, say, Peter Snowden or Anthony Cummings, and everyone's dead set 50 metres apart, let alone 2 metres apart. So, yeah, it's a very responsible duty to be playing at the moment. Everybody sees that duty. Right from the start of play in the morning, we're taking our staff's temperatures, monitoring them, documenting them, and making sure that there's no abnormalities or temperatures that are starting to come up. And obviously, over a week with 100 or so staff, you're going to get a few that just sneak up a little bit. So we simply send them home to say it might be safer just to wait and observe, and they've always been within normal limits. They've never been a serious spike, and they return to normal quickly. But obviously, if there is one that spikes, they'll be in full consultation with doctors and following the right procedures. But at least we're getting onto it early if that day does come.
Exactly right. All right, let's have a look at some of these runners tomorrow. Great team you take to the races, as always. I'll start in the Carbine Club Stakes. Reloaded looks a very nice chance. I mean, this Castelvecchio form looks to probably stack up, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. And he's got form right next to the favourite in the Doncaster, Brandenburg. And on that day, Reloaded was forced to lead. He's had a couple of awkward draws this preparation and still running well. So he's actually in the Doncaster, but he needs 3 scratchings. And I remember back to Kermadec winning a Doncaster. He needed a scratching in the morning of the race and snuck into the field because he was in the Carbine Club as well. So maybe I'll get to tell the story again with Reloaded, but if not, he's certainly the one to beat this race. Set weights really suits him. He's got a very high rating and looks well placed.
And what about Kubrick in the same race? The one to
look, he just hasn't come up simply because he hasn't had a decent track to run on. It's 2 runs,
yeah.
Both been on very wet tracks, and he doesn't go a yard in it, for better words. So we're hoping tomorrow that this track's not too bad, and there's obviously a little bit of rain forecast. If that rain came, we'd even consider pulling him out.
Toffee Tongue and Betcha Flying, which go around in the Adrian Knox. What are your thoughts there?
Well, Betcha Flying, she's a talented filly, had no luck last start at Mooney Valley, so hopefully it's a bit more luck tomorrow. Toffee Tongue, still a maiden, but I like the way she's been finishing off her races and bred to stay. So a bit of a throw at the stumps. We've seen trainers in years gone by, in particular Guy Walter, take horses through the back door. And this race has ended up being quite a good form race, or at least a good race to justify running in an Oaks and hopefully running top 3, which is so important for a filly's value. So I think both my horses fit into that category, just coming through the back door, hoping to sneak into the Oaks next week.
In the chairman's quality, the Schweppes chairman's quality, you've got Young Star and also Gayatri. Gee, Young Star was actually quite good 2 starts ago behind Shared Ambition, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's coming out of some good races, and even last start, the very elegant form stacked up. So she's really well suited under the handicap conditions, 0.5 kilo above the minimum weight. Kieran McAvoy knows her so well, and the 2600 metres won't be a problem, neither will the track conditions. So they're looking forward to her tomorrow. And Gayatri, the stablemate there, her run was an eye-catcher.
Yeah.
Last start, that was 1900. Third up, maybe she's a half a run short, if there is such a thing, but she certainly will appreciate the distance, and I think she's fit enough, so we'll see come 2 o'clock or so tomorrow.
Now, what about Nature Strip? The Tab TJ Smith, I've had a few trainers on the program, and I've often sort of posed the question, you know, do you want the superstar, the complete package like a Winx, or do you want the project horses? And Nature Strip seems like a project horse. He seems like a horse that you really can spend some sleepless nights. I know you were having some sleepless nights with Winx, trying to keep her all together and 100%, but he must just do your head in sometimes, Nature Strip.
Oh, not really. He's a favourite of ours, and we don't see the side that the punters see, of course. We're just responsible for getting him to each race the best way we can. And he's a lovely horse to work with, and that always takes precedence, I think, over a horse getting beaten. These horses can quite often end up stable favourites without even winning a race, but he's doing it most starts, and some of those wins have been like real highlights for the people involved, whether it be strappers, owners, or the punters. So, yeah, he's a horse to talk about. I guess you don't die wondering with him.
No.
It's either 100% or 110%. 110%, unfortunately, brings him undone when he's trying too hard. So that's how we see him. Barrier 1 tomorrow. Track conditions won't be a problem. So there's two things in his favour, but taking on arguably the best wheel in the world, let alone Australia. So Australian sprinters are good. He's right up there. He could win tomorrow. He's just about to be putting a crown on his head. So it won't be as easy as I talk, but we're looking forward to the contest.
Right, Nate Strip tomorrow, very well supported too with the punters. Let's hope he can be in full flight for those that have something on him. The star Doncaster Mile, we'll get to this. Shared Ambition, Yulong Prince, Kingsville Dream, Mr. Seawolf, you've got Reloaded but needs obviously to get those scratchings. Star of the Seas, Colding, Night's Watch and also Imaging. What a formidable lineup. If you go back through all of their forms individually, at some stage during their prep, they've been all fancied in individual races, so they bring a lot of different form lines in. I'll start from at the top of the screen. We'll go Colding. Geez, if he was back to what we saw late last spring, he'd be nearly favourite.
Yeah, the only negative in my eyes is the 57 kilos and the barrier, of course. I think he's going as well as ever. He simply doesn't race left-handed, and the riding was on the wall first up down in Melbourne, second up was exactly the same. So there's no way of changing that. If a horse doesn't handle a certain way of going, they don't handle it. It's as simple as that. So he's back here. He was working well prior to the All-Star Mile, and he's working just as well since. But the big weight's a concern. He won the Epsom close to the minimum, and he won the Golden Eagle set weight scale. So yes, the big weight's a big ask for him, so that's my only negative on him.
Okay. We go next down to Kingsville Dream and Mr. Seawolf. How are they going?
Well, they're both going well. Kingsville Dream was a little bit disappointing in the Australian Cup, so we're fresh in the muck. It goes well fresh. The mile's no problem. Again, 56.5, he'd have to be at his very best. Or one of these lightweight horses will beat him. It's as simple as that. Giving away 5-6 kilos to some of those horses down the bottom, if they're going to be superstars, they'll beat him. If they're just talk horses, well, he'll stand up and give them something to beat. So that's the beauty of a handicap. It's the beauty of a round at mile. And his work's been very good. He's freshened up nicely.
Mr. Seawolf was very good in the Wong, big odds. And the trial behind Trekking was very, very good. And you get J-Mac on.
Yeah, again, 56 kilos. He's weighted up to his best, but he did win the Gong with a big weight. Look, he handles all conditions. His first up run was excellent. That was a weight for age race. He ran third, admittedly beat a few lengths, but don't underestimate this horse. He loves having his races paced, so everything maps well. Again, just coming back to that 56 kilos, mightn't sound a lot, but when you're giving away a big weight to those horses, it's significant. So, as you said, James rides, and he's drawn well, gate 9, and a field of 20 is pretty good.
Yulong Prince, I'm not sure if a South African bred horse has ever won the Doncaster. There'll be some historian out there that'll correct me I don't think that's the case, but he was very good at Rose Hill. And I go back to that run he had at Flemington back on the Cup day where he was brilliant coming from back in the field.
Yeah, he was. And I think he's come back better. Both his runs this preparation have had plenty of merit. As you said, he's a Group 1 winner. If he could win this race, it would certainly justify a stallion career in Australia. And that would be fantastic for the Yulong team. Good jockey, good draw. Is Wake starting to come into a range where they can, where a horse like him could win it, 54.5? Seems to handle the conditions, so ticking a lot of boxes for tomorrow.
All right, imaging, tough draw, but was, well, look, first up just got poleaxed, but then last start was pretty good back on the heavy at Rose Hill.
Yeah. He would have been my first pick prior to the barrier draws. Now I'd have a slight lean towards shared ambition. Both horses are down in the weights. I think 53.5 is a good weight for imaging. Good jockey aboard. Barrier 20. Well, there's four emergencies, so he'll come in a few barriers, obviously. So we've got a great jockey aboard. If we see a wet track tomorrow, is barrier 20 the worst scenario? Probably not. And as I said, we've got a really good jockey that knows his way around Randwick. And you'll see in the past some horses have won it from tricky barriers, but he'll have to be at his top. But I can certainly say he's working very well at home and still gets a big push for me despite his wide draw.
Okay, so that's imaging, number 12. Star of the Seas, and you just mentioned before Shared Ambition, and we've also got Knight's Watch in there as well. So we'll go through these three now. Star of the Seas, does it need to improve?
He does need to improve, but this horse would have been a horse that would have been going to Queensland as a result. He won well first up. He would have been looking at a sprint-type prep. That got called off, so what do? Do you tell an owner, well, your horse won last Saturday? Good job, you're off to the paddock now and hopefully there's racing in the spring. Well, you just can't do that. So he ran in the Doncaster prelude. He got in the worst part of the track and it was just one problem after another. He got a severe interference. But my biggest concern is he's not really a good backup horse. We've always faced his races and he's raced better. He did run a place in Colding's Epsom in the spring. He handles wet tracks, but we're coming off a plain run last start with excuses. He's going to have to improve. Knight's Watch, he won last start. He's got a nice light weight, but he's got the barrier 19 to contend with. So there's so many positives and so many negatives for a lot of these horses, and I guess you're just hoping for a bit of luck and shared ambition. Well, the question is he sharp enough for a mile? We've obviously had it in the back of our minds all prep, do we or don't we? Well, we just think he's a young horse, he's got a lightweight. I think he'll be running over longer distances in the spring. Why not have a throw at the stumps and see how he goes? And I think the punters are just about convinced. He's one of the favourites. He's got a natural lightweight and Jay Ford aboard, and barrier 4, he's going to get a very easy economical run. Tomorrow we'll know more about the track, but if it's a testing mile, which you'd expect the Doncaster to be, well, you know he won't be lying down at the 200-metre mark, and he'll be there to be counted.
All right, before I let you go, on this program we have a $100 challenge where jockeys and trainers have a crack. If all the punters are listening, we're all in self-isolation at home watching on Sky Racing tomorrow. Out of all of your team tomorrow, what are we having $100 on?
I'd be going Shared Ambition, take the $12. Barrier 4, lightweight, handles a wet track. He's a good horse. And I hope he does you proud. You can
I love it.
Get your money when we all come out of this.
Exactly. I love it. So, Chris, really appreciate your time. We know you're very busy, mate. Trials, obviously, on at Warwick Farm as well this morning. So good luck tomorrow with a big team, and good luck as well over day two of the championships.
Thank you very much.
Here he is, Chris Waller on Racing HQ.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Tell you what, Chris Waller, he throws out $12. Just take the $12 shared ambition in the Doncaster. Let's go to Randwick now. We've got Paul Snowden on the line. Morning, Paul.
Baby, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are the nerves? Looking forward to getting to the track tomorrow?
Yeah, no nerves, mate. Yeah, it's certainly great that we still continue to race the way we do, and yeah, look forward to it.
All right, let's go through some of your runners, mate. Firstly, in the kindergarten, Sansi and Rulership. Gee, Rulership's a nice horse.
Yeah, look, he's back from a disappointing run in the Blue Diamond. For excuses, obviously, everyone knows, just the firmness of the track, and he was one that his figure in the Shrewsbury Port pulled up a little bit lame there, but he's had about 10 days off from then. Had the fortune enough to get him out, get a bit of grass underneath him, and back in and off a really solid trial the other day. He's certainly worked well since. Hopefully, he can bounce back here, which I think he should.
And Sansi, one to follow for the future.
Yeah, look, she ran from that awkward draw at Rose Hill and was 6, 7, 8 deep for majority of the race, so it's just a total forgiven. She certainly has worked well during the week, so it wouldn't surprise to see her bounce back.
If the Cariff that we saw last prep in Flemington turns up, where it was beaten by True Self, the horse from overseas, gee, go close in this chairman's quality.
Yeah, look, he's a really honest, promising stayer who's just taking, he is maturing, and I believe that trip to Melbourne last spring has certainly done the trick with him. He's starting to improve fitness-wise. He's getting to where he needs to be, and I think Saturday's his day. I think going to be very hard to beat.
Okay, Cariff in race 5, number 5, punters. We go now to the English size. You've got a three-pronged attack here. AIM lines up for McAvoy, Bartley McDonald, and King's Legacy, who, this has always been the target race for King's Legacy, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much AIM and King's Legacy. They're two that have put their hand up quite early on doors. They're going to be better suited at 7 furlongs and a mile, and we finally get that there on Saturday. So I think, funnily enough, they've met each other on a few occasions and it hasn't been much between them, so I dare say that'll be the case tomorrow. Just whoever gets the luck in running. I think they've both come on, especially King's Legacy from the slipper. He's definitely improved and bounced off that, which is good to see. And Ames done nothing wrong. He had 3 or 4 days, just nice and quiet, again, out in the farm, just to bring his head together, and he's back in, and he's done some really nice work since. So they're both in good order.
Okay, and what about Bartley, mate? Comes out of that Black Opal run.
Yeah, look, had no luck. He was 3 deep, no cover, and I thought he ran terrific. So he's been held over on purpose for this, and as long as he gets his fair share of luck, he's certainly going to be in the money also.
All right, you're doing a rain dance tonight. They predict this rain's going to come in the Savo for Big Red, Red Zell. He swims.
Yeah, look, he's a good wet tracker. Look, I think we missed the majority of it last night, which is good and bad, but we need to get through this afternoon. So, you know, he's in terrific order. He's such a great horse. He just got held up at a vital stage against Nature Strip the other day. He probably should have maybe ran into a length and a half, not three. But in saying that, you know, it's what you see is what you get with him now. He's starting to go on in years, and we realise that, but he still keeps putting his hand up. So that's just the horse he is.
Do you reckon this will be the last, like his last preparation, or will he just keep putting his hand up and you know, you'll continue on with him?
Yeah, potentially, yes. It's been tossed around, but haven't sort of made no public notification yet.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a run-by-run thing, and we're certainly going to do the right thing by him because he doesn't owe us anything at all, and he'd sure as hell like to put him out on a really high note, which he deserves, and that's what he'll get.
Yeah, perfect. And what about in the last? You've got a three-pronged attack there with Maya Asaya. I think that's how we say it, way up in the sky. And I don't mind this horse, Sangria. Gee, if that Winter Carnival was on in Queensland, I reckon Sangria might have found her way up there.
Yeah, she certainly don't mind her drawing out. She's an on-speed filly, can take her time to get across there. I think she's probably the pick of those bunch there. I think she's going really well, and I'm glad we missed her running in last Saturday week to hold her over for tomorrow's start. I think she's in good order.
All right, mate. And what about the $100 challenge? You just heard Chris then. He said shared ambition, have the lot on. What out of yours in the $100 challenge are we backing? You were pretty keen on Kariff, reading between the lines there.
Yeah, I think he's our one tomorrow, so hopefully he can get the punters away to a good start.
Something. How's self-isolation going, Snowy?
I go to work home anyway.
All right, mate. Well, you're probably safer at home. You can cheer home Kariff tomorrow there. Race 5, number 5, punters. I tell you what, I saw a tweet this morning. If you like the fives, you're back in Kariff. Race 5, number 5. It's drawn 5, and it's $5 currently with the tab. Mate, thanks for joining us this morning, Paul Snowden.
Good luck, mate.
There he is, Paul Snowden. So, Kariff, we have to play. That's his $100 challenge bet. So we had shared ambition from Chris Waller, Shane O'Cass on the other side of this break, and then we'll talk to J-Mac about his rides on Championship Day 1 tomorrow from Royal Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio talks racing and sports every morning. Sundays, get your daily fix with Neil Breen and Ray Thomas. There's Rugby League with Peter Peters and Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Plus, hear from the newsmakers like Brisbane Broncos coach Anthony Seibold.
What we've done as a club is we're trying to take a breath at the moment. You know, there's so many bigger things in society.
Plus, there's the complete autumn carnival wrap. The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Sunday morning from 7, Sky Sports Radio.
Holler's going to lead all the way.
He's a Group 1 winning, weight for age class, Australian bred speed horse. A stallion from the family of champion two-year-old sire, Written Tycoon. Victorious in the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes, defeating a high-class field of older horses.
Holler's going great guns. Holler from First Seal and Kermadec.
The first three-year-old since Black Caviar to claim the Australia Stakes.
Holler in front, he'll win. Holler scores.
Holler. His first yearlings are at the sales now.
Sky Sports Radio brought you every thrilling moment of the Golden Slipper Festival.
It's 5.5 in front, away game and fun. Another one for Gay Waterhouse.
The 2020 festival went down without crowds, but it didn't dent the autumn atmosphere.
Fun Star and neck in front. She's responding, Fun Star, and actually came away again the last bit.
This Sydney Autumn Carnival, go with Sky Sports Radio. Young blood, Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Let's go to Shane O'Cash now from the Daily Telegraph. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Very good, mate. All right. Today, racing at Tamworth. What have you found for us, mate?
Yeah, race 4, number 13 at Tamworth is Power Bells, trained by Chris Lees with Gibbo riding. Now, this filly went around on debut, started 8.50 in a race at Armidale, big field, drew wide, got checked at the start, checked again at the turn, forget it, went around, it got beaten about 10 lengths, but look, it's a total forgive. It's gone up $23 into about 21. Big news, they scratched the favourite here, Brash, this morning, so Power Bells, I thought it had shortened up a fair bit more than that, but anyway, we're still costing $21 to win. No horse trained by Chris Lees with Gibbo to ride should go around to that day, particularly a filly that did trial quite well before she raced. So I give her a good chance each way today.
Yeah, $21 currently with the tab. So that is Power Bills. That is race number 4 at Tamworth today, horse 13. What else have you got for us, Shane?
Yeah, Canberra races today. Better balance it up with a shorting. It's $1.85. Race 1, number 3, Scaleo. Trained by Keith Driver, ridden by Blake McDonald. Look, he's very close to a win now. 3 placings from the 4 starts. Bumped into Tarlina last start at Albury. This looks a fair bit weaker. Been ripped apart by scratchings. It is short enough, but it does look the winner.
All right, $1.85 for that runner there. That's race 1, number 3. So, and what about tomorrow? Anything spot your eye on a massive championship day?
Yeah, well, you've got J-Mac coming up. I'm sure he can tell you more about it. But I really like this filly Colette from the Godolphin camp. She's been absolutely winks-like at the provincials. I know that they've had the Oaks in mind for her for a little while now. And she faces a bit of a test there in the Adrian Knox, but I think she'll come through. She looks, the world's at her feet.
All right, well, I want you to take the Drew Carey double today then, mate. It is open as we speak, punters, under today's specials, and it is Colette to win the Adrian Knox into Mamaragon to win the Sires. It's $9, that double, usually around the $6.20 price with the firming of Mamaragon, but the tab are offering $9, and I think that'll be only open until 10 o'clock today, so you can find that under today's specials as we speak. Shane, enjoy tomorrow, mate. Enjoy today. Hopefully Power Bills gets up because you'll have plenty of cash to play with tomorrow.
You too. Good on you, Dave.
There he is, Shane O'Cass from the Daily Telegraph and the Sportsman on Racing HQ. All right, let's talk to J-Mac.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back to Racing HQ on this Friday. We're continuing our look at the championships day one. It was great to hear from champion trainer Chris Waller just before. We're going to chat with now a gentleman who has linked with him in the past, and he will link with him tomorrow and hopefully taste more Group 1 success. James McDonald, welcome to HQ, mate.
Hey, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. A big day of the championships tomorrow. You've got a great book of rides. It's always good to see Mark Guest doing his best. Now you've got to get the job done on the track. How's the confidence level looking at what you're riding on Saturday thus far?
Yeah, really good. Got a good, terrific book of rides. A few sticky gates, which probably put a little dampener on them, but overall, I've got a very strong book of rides, and every single one has got a really good chance of winning.
All right, well, let's go through them, mate. You will start off in the first. You ride this baby, Damage, the Exceed and Excel colt. Very good at Warwick Farm last time out for Tommy Marquand. And, gee, it was just that good that last furlong, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a terrific little two-year-old. He's a ready-made sort of horse. And I trialled him before he ran where he won. He was a late nom that day. And He put in a great performance win that race. He's obviously drawn a little bit sticky here, but he's got a lot of potential. I thought he'd half made the run the other day when he won after I rode him in his trial, but he probably got there on class, and he would have improved a stack out of that race. So looking forward to hopping back on him.
All right, Damaged in the first. Kubrick in the second. Now, we had Chris on before, and Chris alluded to the fact that, you know, just hasn't had the right racing surface this prep in. Bit of rain around Sydney last 24 hours, etc. I mean, does that dent your confidence with Kubrick?
Well, if the rain does come, and which it most likely is, well, he's not going to get a suitable track again. So he's probably up against it. If he recaptures that form from the run to the Rose, the Golden Rose, well, he'd be winning this sort of race.
Yeah.
But he's yet to find his form. He's got to lift a little bit.
I had a great yarn with Cody Morgan on Thursday on the program, and he said that he said he was really nervous going to Musselbrook last time out. He said, I said, why were you nervous? What's doing? He goes, well, I had J-Mac on one first up for a lot of months that wasn't 100%, and he came up the Musselbrook and rode, and you're riding Ligulate for him in the country championship final. You're going to have to weave some magic here from 18, though, aren't you?
Yeah, no, he's a terrific trainer too, so he normally gets them right, and he's very bullish about this horse, which gives me really good confidence. He'll have him primed and ready for this race, albeit it's a very strong renewal of the country championships, and he's up against it with the barrier draw as well. But in saying that, probably my three or four or five dangers are drawn all out with me, so we're all going to need a little bit of luck at some point of time, and my fellow, he's good enough to win this sort of race. So over the seven furlongs, looks ideal for him, and trained by Cody, which is a plus.
Now, what about, we'll go to race four. I really like this filly, Colette, I think that's how we pronounce it. What I do know, if I've got the pronunciation wrong, is, gee, she's got a motor. She was enormous at Kembla last time out, sitting off them, just went bang. Before that was really good at Newcastle as well. Is this your Oaks filly?
Well, she looks like she'll get the Oaks trip, no problem at all, but this is her toughest test to date. She's obviously been very well placed by James and the team there, giving her a nice, easy few kills to prep her for this caliber race. But she's drawn a really good gate in four. She looks like she's 2,000 going to be right up her alley, and in an even sort of race, she stands out for mine. I think she's got really good staying potential, and she looks one of my better rides.
Yeah, no, I really like it too, so hopefully I can't stop her. You know how bad I am when I get on. What about the chosen one? You team up with the old combo here, the old Murray Baker, J-Mac, Andrew Forsman. It'd be nice to win on this bloke, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure, and this day's been very good to Murray and I as a combination over the years too, so talking about it's a done deal, but I really like this horse's chances in this race. I think not overly that strong. I think his last few runs have been good, but without being sensational. I think he's fourth up here, and he was fourth up in the springtime, and he was devastating the way he put in a performance. So he's got a sense of timing about him for this sort of race, and I thought with a reasonably big weight last start, he boxed on really good and only finished a couple of lengths from Young Russell and Mugatu, but he was giving Mugatu weight that day too, so I think he sets up beautifully from gate very full.
Bartley, you ride in the first of the group ones, the English size. Second up, Bartley for China Horse Club and Team Snowden, and well, Prague just was off and gone the other day and was strong. How do you think... I shouldn't say Prague, sorry me, I'm looking at AIM. Barbaric, it comes out of that Canberra race where Silsabil, you nearly had Bartley, you nearly had the victory that day, Canberra.
Yeah, he's a really lovely colt, Bartley. There's another one with a really good sense of timing. He has a beautiful preparation for this sort of race. He's flowing under the radar. He was first up at Canberra in the Black Opal, sitting three wide with no cover on speed first up, which was a huge performance to go down by a nose. So taking all of that into account up to 7 furlongs, which I think he'll handle really well. He's got a beautiful nature. I think he's a pretty good horse in the making, and I think he's well up to this level in this sort of race. I think he's a ready-made two-year-old as well. He's strong. He's beautifully built, so he'll race on speed and give a great sight.
All right, Castle Vecchio and the Australian Derby, mate, you jump on. Obviously, Craig Williams couldn't get on because of the travel restrictions for the jockeys. And, well, this one, a son of Dundeal, it's Dundeal. It'd be pretty special to lob on him.
Yeah, mate of mine said the same thing today as well. He said it would be a good connection anyway. But the rider's best son's going to be pretty cool, and especially in a race where Dundeal was so dominant in this race, so hopefully Castle can do the same. And I got a good feel of him on Tuesday morning, and he worked absolutely sensational, so I just can't wait for him over this trip and taking on similar horses as he's done in the past two or three starts. So he looks very hard to beat.
Can I ask you about that? So when you say that you've worked him on Tuesday and he gives you that feel, what was it about the work on Tuesday that made you get off and have that cheeky grin?
Oh, it was just strong. It was a really good piece of work. Just the manner he did it in was just brilliant, and he felt to me that he had a bit up his sleeve in the track gallop, yeah. and his track gallop was nothing short of superb, so I'm pretty wrapped the way he's nice. Feeling going into this.
Nice, like it. What about Nature Strip? I mean, it's hard to know which Nature Strip will turn up. And when speaking to Chris before, he's a stable favourite, and Chris alluded to the fact that, you know, he just wants to give 110% every time, and sometimes that can get him undone. Do you have a feeling of how he will race on the way to the gates?
Yeah, well, that's his problem. He just wants to please everyone all the time, and probably overdoes it at times, as you've seen over the past. But Chris and his team's got him in a really good spot at the moment. Funnily enough, you'd think Barrier 1 would be the worst draw for him, but he loves the gate over the past. Anyway, he's got a really good record out of gate 1. He's obviously an on-speed runner. He's a bit of a bully, and I think after that tick-over trial the other day, it just pricks him perfectly for this race. He's actually going into this race in really, really good form, and couldn't be more happier with him.
Right, and your last two rides, obviously in the Donny, you pick up Mr. Seawolf for Chris, and also Kia Michi in the PJ Bell last. Mr. Seawolf, drawn 9. It's going to be tough for some of these horses high up in the weights, isn't it?
It is, and probably Mr. Seawolf needs a bit of rain to enhance his chances. Look, it's a competitive race, but Mr. Seawolf, he's been a great campaigner. He's been good to me. He's probably paid the price for his consistency over the past, but he'll give us sight. And Kamichi, well, everyone knows what Kamichi's like. She's got a really big weight, so she races on speed. She'll give us sight at some point. She's just going to have to be a rod on her game.
All right. We have a thing called a $100 challenge, mate, on the program. And it's where jockeys and trainers or any guests, I say, righto, what's your best? What is your best for tomorrow? What do you suggest all the punters in self-isolation to have 100 on tomorrow to cheer home?
Well, could I split it into 20s and have 20 on each?
Well, you were pretty good on... You gave Castle... Out of all the horses I just spoke to you about, the one that you got up and about for was Castle Vecchio.
Yeah, he would be the one. He'd be the one for sure.
But also the filly. You had some. You sort of got up and about the filly too. Do you want to have 50 on both, the filly and also Castle Vecchio?
Yeah, I think they're two, and I wouldn't drop off many of those others that I just spoke about. To be fair, but they're probably two at this stage that stand out on paper.
Outstanding, mate. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning on Racing HQ. I know it's a busy time. You've got the trials at Warwick Farm as well, so we'll let you get back to it, mate. And good luck tomorrow. Hopefully you count plenty of cash on Saturday night.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers, mate.
There he is, J-Mac on Racing HQ. I tell you what a book of rides he's got. A good push for Colette, as he mentioned, in the Tab Adrian Knox Stakes, and also Castle Vecchio, which gave him a fantastic feel on Tuesday morning at Trackwork.
The best of the best. Inglis Easter Yearling Sale. Online bidding April 5th through 8th. Visit inglis.com.au/bidding at Easter to register to bid.
Sky Sports Radio is your championships radio station for everything around the Randwick action. After day one, the best reflection comes from Ron Duffersey, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey as they analyse all Group 1s. Plus your calls on 13 53 53. Putters Postmortem, Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
You own a vacant block? It's time to create an income from a rental property. Dixon Homes offers a complete online service from initial consult to build completion with no need for face-to-face meetings. More for less since 1959 and lowest price guarantee, debt-free. DixonHomes.com.au.
GBCC 1070484.
It's the championships day one, so check out this great offer from TAB at Randwick and Caulfield this Saturday on races 1 to 5. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. Check out the app for more great specials during day one of the championship. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Okay, here we go. This is the punters panel. By the way, that Drew Carey double is still up as we speak. Colette to win tomorrow, the Adrian Knox. Good push there. From J-Mac, wasn't it, into Mamaragon to win the English size. The standard double around that $6.20, $6.30 mark, bang, $9. You got another 9 minutes to bet up, $9. Colette to win the Adrian Knox into Mamaragon. Let's welcome our punters panel, though, this morning. Paul Joyce, Brad Davidson, Glenn Munsey. Good morning, firstly, to you, Paul Joyce.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning. Looking forward to hearing the thoughts of Brad Davidson and obviously Glenn Munsey, who knows a lot more about the form than... He probably lets on at times.
Yeah, he's a very good judge. Morning, Davo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, guys. Morning, all. You're right, Joycey. Munsey, he doesn't. He's not a bad judge. He goes under the radar a bit in that regard. But looking forward to this guy's, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and Munz, pressure's on, mate. You've got two wraps in a row there.
Yeah, do I owe you blokes any money? fair dinkum, you know. We'll put a line through everything that I like tomorrow that these two blokes have wrapped me this morning. Back them to run a place because they're a moral to run second. Everything I tip lately runs second.
All right, let's start with the Group 1s. And by the way, punters, if you've got a question for our call, for our panel, 13 53 53, or jump on the text line, I'll endeavour to get all those texts and read them out. We'll start with you, Joycey. This Doncaster Mile looks an absolute beauty.
Yeah, sure is, Dave. I think we'll start with the speed in the race. There doesn't look a massive amount of pressure to be applied. I think Quacker Jack and Conti Batiro, the two that'll sort themselves out in front. So The back markers will probably be doing it tough, and we saw last year the on-pace runners dominated. So I like Mr. Seawolf each way. He sat fifth in winning the Gong, carrying 59. You just had J-Mac on, and look, I think this is another one of his great rides on Saturday. The Canterbury Stakes run, where he got back and hit the line behind the Bostonian Savitiano, that is Group 1 weight for age form, and I love weight for age form coming into these handicaps. So for me, Mr. Seawolf each way. I think Brandenburg's the obvious one, down in the weights, the three-year-old. And the other roughie I think massive overs is Yulong Prince. I thought his run behind Imaging was terrific.
What do you think, Davo?
Yeah, I'm with Joycey and Yulong Prince. I thought there, I think he's definitely the value in the race at $26. Love the way he's been building his preparation, and I thought the run behind Imaging was super. And if we get that bit of rain tonight, it's going to suit him as well. Brandenburg, the on-top selection for me, though, just the weighted horse down in the waist there, gets the gun draw, and off that last run in the George Ryder, does look the horse to beat for mine.
And what do you think, Munsey?
Well, the first thing I was going to say to the boys, were you a little bit surprised? I don't know whether you've looked at the Stewart Speed Maps, boys, but the Stewards have got Super Seth settling in the first sort of four or five from this inside alley.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, he was up there. He was up there in the Futurity and the Manfred, and they deliberately rode him back in the George Ryder. So maybe they will make use of that gate and at least put him in the first four or five.
Yeah, well, he's been the dramatic firmer during the week. He went up a $15 chance when the fields come out on Tuesday, and next minute he was into $8 off no great money. But Brandenburg's the favourite at the moment at $6.50. Melody Bell's the most popular runner since Tuesday. She's gone 7 out to $8.50, into $8, into $7.50, and she's got double the investment of any other runner in the race. She's a quarter of the money since Tuesday, Melody Bell, and I can't find anyone. Duff's got a third pick, and you've got a fourth pick, Joycey.
Yeah, I've got a fourth pick. I mean, she's just too classy not to have in your numbers somewhere. But it's a big ask for a mare to carry the top weight in a Doncaster. I mean, I think you've got to go back to Sunline, I would assume. But I haven't got any historical stats in front of me. But it's a big ask. But she is exceptional, and it wouldn't shock me if she won. But she's going to need a lot to go her way from a wide gate in the map that we've all pretty much done here, which says the back markers are going to be doing it tough to catch these lightly weighted on paces.
All right, boys. Yeah, I've got a caller on the line here, Sean. Morning, Sean.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. What's your question? Fire away.
Hey, Joyce, I know you're a fan of Crackerjack. What in Kansas tomorrow you reckon he's in a Doncaster?
Well, I think the biggest plus for Crackerjack is drawing barrier one, perhaps getting a fairly easy lead. It just depends how much pressure Conti Patiro applies, but he's tough. He'll run the mile. He loves Randwick, and he'll give you a great sight. And look, he's a horse that I would never tell someone not to back. Whether he's got the class to win a Doncaster, I suppose that'll be the question inside that final 100 metres.
Oh, I hope you're wrong. I hope you win. That's all good.
Beautiful. Thanks, Sean. Davo, with Quackerjack, what did you assess for him? Is he a place chance? Should we be playing exotics?
Yeah, look, he's a beauty, isn't he? The great thing about him is he rarely runs a bad race. I mean, last time out, I think it's probably the track conditions. He just wasn't at his best there, and the heavy nine in the Ajax, I think he can be forgiving of that run. The win prior to that in the Liverpool City Cup, yes, he's got a very soft time on speed. So, look, he's right there with 53.5. We know, you know, he's won 5 from 10 at the track, including 3 at the distance. So no issue at all, 3 from 4 at the track and distance as well. So he's got all the right stats. He put himself there, and he'll give a kick in the straight for sure.
Question for Glenn here. I've got a question for Glenn. Sorry, mate. And you guys can chime in afterwards here as well. Get your thoughts. Glenn, your thoughts on the Kiwis. Not an option, Sherwood Forest and Melody Bell. And then I might get a comment from Joycey and Davo after Glenn's finished.
Well, not an option. Was a scratching last week at Rose Hill Gardens. I don't know the absolute reasoning behind scratching. I don't really like interstate or overseas horses coming here, having their first start in Sydney. I think it has been here for a while. I think John O'Shea actually might even be looking after it. Not an option there, but I don't usually have them in. Melody Bell, I think she's just too severely weighted in that. And the majority of major mile races at Randwick over the last few seasons, whether it's the Donnies, the Villiers, you know, Epsom's, the whole lot have been dominated by on-speed runners. And interesting to hear Joycey said he didn't think there was a massive amount of speed in the Doncaster there tomorrow. So, and Sherwood Forest, well, I thought he had his chance the other day. I think there'll be more speed in that Derby than a lot of people realise when you consider Warning's got to go forward in the Derby tomorrow from Barrier 10. His best run in his life was when he stretched out to 2,500 in the Victoria Victoria Derby where he's ridden positive. He's come up with one Ellie's last two runs here in Sydney. I just don't think he quickens.
Comment, boys. Comment, Davo.
Yeah, look, in terms of the Kiwis, I mean, we're looking from a Doncaster perspective. I've got Melody Bell there about the 57. I'm with Joycey, a little bit of a concern for mine there. Just while I like Brandenburg, really, and that is, I mean, the George Ride has been the race in terms of the Doncaster. Five of the past six Doncaster winners have come through the George Ryder, and he's the weighted horse with 50.5. I mean, he meets Super Seth, I think, 4.5 kilos better off at the weights for beating him comfortably there the other day. So I know Super Seth's off that bit of a step back and will improve, but with 50.5 on his back, he seems to tick the right boxes for me coming through that rider.
Yeah, I can't entertain the Kiwis apart from Melody Bell, really. I think Not an Option's bumped into a really hot Kindergarten Stakes field, and I'm with Munns. I'm not sure Sherwood Forest would have to turn things around massively to turn the tables on when he last clashed with the Aussie horses. So, yeah, Melody Bell, the best of the Kiwis for me, Dave.
All right, boys, $100 challenge here because I've had a few people text in and say, get the boys to give their best tomorrow as you put the pressure on Waller and J-Mac and Paul Snowden. I'll start with you, Glenn Munsey. What are you having $100 on tomorrow in the challenge?
Just let it keep raining and back Ruby Sarkar in the last because it's the best wet tracker there on the whole day.
Yep, and Nash on two.
The only concern with it, it'll be back on the inside if the horse is on speed of winning, but I haven't seen a better wet tracker for a fair while.
All right. Davo, what's your $100 best bet, mate?
Well, I'll split it up in two. Race 6, number 1, Mamaragon, $50 the win, and race 5, number 5, Gaelic Chieftain, 25 each way. I think he's the best rocky of the day. Third up, Blinkers On. He won this race last year, Blinkers On. And second in the Metro, Blinkers On, third up, last prep.
You can't split. You've got to pick one. What are you having 100 to win your last 100? Mamaragon, beautiful.
Gaelic Chieftain is the value.
Okay, beautiful. And Joycey, what are you having 100 on?
No, we'll just get the punters off to a flyer, hey? We'll go Reloaded, take a win multi into Bobbing. Into Colette, you'll have about 3,000 in the kick for the rest of the day.
Oh, how good does that sound? That sounds enormous. I tell you what, I've got a. We might have a special caller joining us just before the show ends. I'm not sure if he's going to join us or not, but he would have been putting on a big party tonight at the Doncaster Hotel, John Kelly. Now he might be joining us. Now, Glenn, you've been. In fact, boys, have you guys been to the this big party at the Donny for the Country Championships Connections before?
No, I've missed out. I know Glenn's been there. He's a regular.
Invite only, Dave. That's why they have it.
Oh, well, I think he's going to be there very soon. In fact, John's there. Morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Wanted to get you on briefly because I saw a text from you before. Now, you can't have the big party tonight, but New Haven, you've been big supporters of this country championships final for a number of years now, and you love it, don't you?
Oh, well, it's... It's been fantastic for us. We've made a lot of new friends, especially at the party. That, like, I'd say most people wouldn't mind if the race was called off as long as we had the party. I think I saw you having a couple of shots there one night. No, like it's been a huge success for us, and it's great to support country racing because they're the people who make the whole game happen. You know that. They race every day. They all work hard. And to have an opportunity to race in a race like that for that sort of money is just great.
We look forward to having you, obviously, continue to support country racing, mate. Obviously, you've got the sales coming up with New Haven. Anything? I saw your colours going around in Perth the other week over there. Can you give us the punters something? Us three three battlers, Joycey, Davo, Munsey, myself, anything?
Well, tomorrow...
Yeah.
We've got Brandenburg in the Doncaster. He was raised here and for the owners. And Diasonic in the Derby. I don't know. Like, we're all hoping, aren't we? Really, Shout the Bar was a good winner last week. I don't know if we've got anything at the moment, but those two horses. I think Brandenburg will run well in the Doncaster. He's a three-year-old on the up-in on the limit. You know, those horses are pretty hard to beat when they're coming out of Group 1 weight for age form, aren't they?
All right, and you'll have to put a party on for us now, mate. Now, you didn't have one for this year. Maybe something later in the year or definitely a double party next year.
No, I think what we might have the coming out party when we all come out of restrictions. Huh?
Okay. I think Munns will be up for that, won't he?
I don't know, Munns, what do you reckon?
I'll have a party of one. I have one here every night. my only worry is running out.
Yeah.
That's all right. Doncaster Bottle Shop's still open.
Oh, there
beautiful.
You go.
What's Peroni Reds on special there?
Yeah, whatever you like.
Beautiful.
John Kelly, thanks for joining us, mate. Brad Davidson, Paul Joycey, Glenn Munsey. Big day tomorrow. How are we all doing in isolation? How are you doing in isolation, Davo?
Yeah, I'm all right. Down here at Collory near the beach. We've got the tick off that we can go fishing again now as well. So might have to get the rod out. Other than that, enjoying it, just getting out for half an hour a day to do a little bit of exercise.
Beautiful. And Joycey, I tell you what. Joycey deserves a medal, partners, because not only is he homeschooling, but he's also doing the form for us as well.
Yeah, it's a tough day for two young kids at home at the moment, but look, the Nintendo Switch comes in handy, and they obviously haven't hit each other in the head with the controllers yet, because you would have heard them if they had.
Outstanding. And, of course, Glenn Munsey, mate, we'll look forward to your coverage tomorrow on Sky Thoroughbred Central and bring you all the action in HD for the championships day one.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And interesting to hear John say about that sale. Starting now, they've got their virtual sale with online bidding. It's a test for the sales that start next Tuesday. So if you go to inglis.com.au, you have to be a registered bidder. From 2 o'clock this afternoon. So it's a virtual sale with online bidding. So a test auction at 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to see how the sales will operate next week. But you have to be a registered bidder, and you can register at inglis.com.au.
Fantastic, boys. Thanks so much for being a part of the Punters panel. Sorry it was a bit tight today. We'll try and endeavour to make it longer for day two of the championships, of course, which comes up next Saturday. But we've got to get through day one first. What a day it is going to be. All the action tomorrow morning on Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley and the team for day one of the championships. There'll be full coverage on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Racing 2 and also, of course, Sky Thoroughbred Central. I hope you've found a winner today. You've enjoyed today's program. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. It's now time for the full previews to continue here on Sky Sports Radio. Have a bloody beauty, everyone.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
The country comes to the city for the big final of the New Haven Park Country Championships. Two horses from eight country race clubs have qualified to be part of the Championships of Sydney Racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, April 4. New Haven Park, breeding champions for four generations.
Sky Sports Radio brought you every thrilling moment of the Golden Slipper Festival.
It's 5.5 in front, away game and fun. And
young blood.
Another one to go.
The 2020 festival went down without crowds, but it didn't dent the autumn atmosphere.
Funstar and Nick in front. She's responding, Funstar, and actually came away again the last bit.
This Sydney Autumn Carnival, go with Sky Sports Radio.
Tabs, 42 days of deals. So check out our quarter special for day one of the championships. It's your chance to win a share of the $1 million projected quarter pool at Randwick. So grab your mates and get a group quarter together. Check out the app for more great specials during Tabs, 42 days of deals. Tabs, long may we play.
New South Wales tab pool only. TNCs at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
After enduring one of the most unprecedented summers through bushfires that created so much devastation and now coronavirus, Sky Sports Radio would like to remind you that daylight saving finishes late Saturday night. When heading off to bed, turn your clock back an hour and let's hope good times are ahead.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling,
there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do, thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 8 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning, racing today at Tamworth. The weather is a little overcast. More reports, soft 7, the rail crew. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Rain expected through the day, after lunch sometime. I don't know when, but rain is expected, and plenty of it too down here in the Hunter Valley. So apart from that, at the moment, it's a magnificent day. It's like a spring day, nice and warm. And they've had a heap of scratches, about 33, 34 scratches, but they had a massive, massive acceptance for this meeting up there at Tamworth. And I still think they've got over 100 runners, pretty close to it anyway.
Well, I know first the two-year-old maiden, and we put out 2 Amar Lisa, 4 Ego, 6 Super Rocker, 9 Exotic Enterprise, 16 The Angel's Kiss, and 18 It's Chime Time. The favourite one, Mischief Managed, 320, 17 Commando Hunt, 460, number 11 Maidan Lass, $5, 1 Bay of Bengal, 650, 13 Queen D, 9, then 11 or better.
Here, I'm with the favourite here. Mischief Managed, trained by their leading trainer up there in the northwest, Cody Morgan. This horse has only had the one run at Coonamble on the big cup day. It was in the Wellington Boot Prelude, and he got me to length and a quarter. Got behind the leader. Actually, it's a filly by Spill the Beans, two-year-old filly. She got behind the leader there, and she could have won the race, but she wouldn't go through a gap in the last 200. When Greg Ryan wanted her to go through a gap, there was room, but she wouldn't do it. She's very inexperienced. Wasn't far away at the finish to get me to length and a quarter. She trialled okay at Muswellbrook prior to that run out there at Coonamble, and she was an even money favourite, $2 favourite there. So the SP profile is pretty strong here. Mitchell Bell rides from a good barrier. I've got to put her on top, number 12. Number 1, Bay of Bengal, Neil Godbolt. They're coming over today, Neil, I'd imagine, and Simon will be coming across. And Bay of Bengal's had 2 runs, this time in run, 2nd at Grafton, beaten 3/4 of a length last start on the 15th of March, set outside the leader, tried hard, but the winner outreach bell was just a little bit too good. But that run will be good enough to give it a good chance here. Number 11, Maidan Lass for Chris Lees. It's only had the one run. She's a Prince of Pride of Dubai filly, and that run was at Muswellbrook in a really good race in the Star Maker. And the horse had beat it, the stablemate Zeftebrook, beat it 3.5 lengths. I noticed last night on Formline that Paul Joyce has got Zeftebrook in his top 4 for a race at Randwick tomorrow on the big day. So I'd be very wary of Maidan Lass here. She's got very good speed. She led early in that race at Muswellbrook and then was running 2nd. Gibbo rides up from barrier 1. Got to be a chance. Number 13, Queen D. I'd keep a watch on this filly. Nathan Doyle's got her. I thought the trial was very good at Gosford behind a horse called Zorro Cat, who ran a bottle of a race in the last week somewhere. I think it was on the provincials. This horse shared the lead on the rail. It and the winner weren't extended in the run home. Did run 3rd at Scone to Tudor Magic, beating a couple of lengths back before Christmas. Pretty strong maiden, this. You know, for Tamworth, it is 12-1, 11-13.
Next event, number 13, Surfers Out. The favourite is 8 Just T-Shirt, $2.40. 12 Rainy Day, 5. 1 Treble Clef, 5.50. 3 Fanmania, 11. 14 Sweet Jamaica, 12. And then 15 or better.
She's my best bet of the day, Just T-Shirt. She's a hussin filly with Chris Lee. She's only had the one run. And that was at Tamworth. After a good trial on the Beaumont track, she went to Tamworth on the 8th of March on the day of the championship qualifier. And she only got beat 3/4 of length by Fonce Factor. Fonce Factor goes pretty good. This filly that day coming up slow, she was back third last, and gee, she ran home well at the end of 1400 to get beat less than a length. She goes to the mile today. That'll suit her even better. Another good ride for Andrew Gibbons from a good barrier. Although she was the better of the day. Our number one, Treble Clef, has been knocking on the door. Placed its last three, Coonamble, Tamworth, and Walker. Hasn't been beat a long way in any of the three. Finished close up, hit second pick. Number 12, Rainy Day. Another one for Nathan Doyle, not without a chance. Went to the country last start at Port Macquarie, got beat two lengths. Got back last in a 1500 there on the heavy track. Made good ground late. Prior to that, it raced in, you know, all its runs were on the provincials and at Warwick Farm. And it Gosford one day back in Feb, but I think it beat a length and a quarter to Happy Candy. That'd be good form for this race, definitely. Number 14, best of the other, Sweet Jamaica. 8-1, 12 and 14.
Right, the third event hand here, the scratchings, 15-16, Battle Babino and Ring Man. Now, equal favourites in an open race. 3 Our Mate Chuckles, 13 Shamus Star, 5.50 each of two. 2,000 Island, 7 Flying Encounter, $7 each. 9 Merry Magpie at 8, 11 Nana Netty at 8.50, and then 10 or better in a very open race.
I like 1,000 Island, $7 here for Sterling Oslin. Fair dinkum, it had no luck at all at Armidale the other day on the 29th of March. It was running fourth early. Benny Looker rode it, and it was one to go fierce. Then it was run about midfield in the field at 10 at the 600. And then Benny took it up behind the leaders. But there was no room eventually, and by gee, it got badly held up. It got beat a long way in the end, but I mean badly held up. Should have finished lengths and lengths closer. Got a bit of a tricky draw. I think Benny's suspended at the moment. Ben Looker and Ashley Morgan rides from the wide alley. But it's an open race and they're not endowed with class here, this field. I give it a good each-way chance. Number 13, Seamus Starr. This carries the colours of Shelley Hancock's. Mm. Now, this one, it's with Todd Howlett, pink and white quarters. Run fifth at Mudgee recently on the big day. Only could beat a length and a half. Placed at Scone and Moree prior to that. I reckon it'll run okay today for Luke Rolls at a good barrier. Number 9, Merry Magpie. Louise Day don't claim here. Paul Perry's got it from a wide alley. She had very good speed last start at Dubbo. Led to the turn and ended up getting about two, beaten about two lengths down that long straight. And number 3, Our Mate Chuckles. Not without a hope. Placed at Gunnedah and Tamworth its last two. Outside the leader last start at Gunnedah, chased home okay, but still got beat nearly three lengths. 2.13.9.3.
Race 4, scratch 3, Brash, 6, Balboa, 8, Ginger's Voice, 17.02, Sassy. The favourite, 2, Raglan, 3.10, 12, Now or Never, 4.20, and then 14, Shivkani at 10, 7, Freedom's Fire, and 15, Spirit of Bell, 11, $12 or better, and the rest.
Interesting runner, Raglan. He was trained by Cindy Alderson in Victoria. He had two runs there. His last run, he ran third at Cranbourne on a soft seven, similar to today, beaten 1.8. He led, still led at the 800, second into the straight, and fought on okay. Now, Gavin Groff, he's clients of his, a purchaser horse, obviously, and it's now at Gunnedah with the big fella. Drawn a bit wide, but Sam Clinton rides, and it's got very good speed. It's not the strongest race by any means. And I noticed in today's Telegraph, they interviewed Gavin. He gives it a big chance here, number 2. So do I. Number 12, Now or Never. What did it do? It's only had the one run of it. Sorry, it's had three runs this time. And it run third at Coonamble on the big day recently, but it was beaten 3.5. But it was four wide, no cover. Midfield. Better than midfield. Covered a lot of ground, then kept coming the last 100. Should have finished closer, only for the tough run. Hit second pick. Number 15, Spirited Bell. Two-thirds this time in. Had a lot of runs without winning, but very consistent. And number 14, Shivkani for Jeremy Sylvester Michaela Weir. Got a bit of speed. This is the type of race you can run a top four. 2, 12, 15 and 14.
6 Blinken No More out of the 5th event. The favourite 1 Melted Moments, $2.25. 4 New Endeavour, $4. 3 San Francisco, $4.20. 2 The Gavel, $6. And then 15 or longer.
He is absolutely flying, this horse, Melted Moments. And he loves a soft track or a wet track. He's won 4 on soft, 2 on heavy. Originally had 64.5, but young Jacob Golden, who's now with the Sinclairs up there at Moree, claims 4. It'll only have 60.5. He had 59 when he won the open handicap at Mwillaba last start. He never, ever got on the track. A little girl rode him, 3 wide, no cover, all the way to the home turn, and he still had the audacity to finish over the top of them. 3 runs back, he won an open handicap at Casino. 5 runs back, he won the Ballina Cup. David Campbell, he needs a gold medal the way he's got this 8-year-old going. And I think he can do it again today. Number 1, Melted Moments. Number 4, New Endeavour. Very consistent. Always a chance in this type of race. Run 5th in the Armidale Cup. I know he got beat a long way. Prior to that, he only got beat a length of 3/4 in the Crindoy Cup at Scone. 2nd in the Walker Cup, beating a long head. He's a definite danger. Number 2, The Gavel. I think Glenn Morgan's about the 3rd trainer he's had. The Gavel, I think he was with Ronnie Quinton, then he was with Mark Smetzer, and now he's with Glenn Morgan. Glenn, I don't know whether he's giving 1 or 2 runs. Might have given him 2. He finished down the track at Armidale in the Newmarket, 1,100 metres. $71 he had, no open that race. Then he went to 1,500 at Musselbrook in the Cup and got beat about 8. But this is a horse that's won 3 races from 2,000 to 2,400. A huge drop in class for him today. With the boys' claim, young Kyle Wilson-Taylor, he'll have 60.5. I think you'll find that he's a much better horse today. Number 3, San Francisco. If he struck form, he could beat him. But his recent form's patchy, but I give him a chance. 1, 4, 2, and 3.
Out of the next one, Bandahara, 2 Ego Dancer, 3 Crystal Billy, 7 Forever Jude, 12 Value Abbey, 14 Divine Dream, 16 Zazar Zena. Favourite 8, Like a Louise, 370, 6 Elusive Eagle is 5 Even, along with 10 Solvency, 4 Chastise, 550, 9 Rated 10, and then 13 or better in race 6.
It's a lovely race for Elusive Eagle. He's been placed on a soft track. Only 1 out of 5, but Alan wouldn't be running him here on a denim if he didn't think he'd handle the soft 7. Robert Thompson goes on today. In 4 of his last starts, he'd been ridden by apprentices. This horse ran 4th in a much better race than this behind Absolute Trust at Musselbrook, 4 runs back in January. He got back and ran on. Then he went back to Musselbrook, got beat about 2.5 by A Lot to Hoffa back on the 19th of January. He raced on the pace that day. Then he went to Scone behind Animate. And you saw how good he was in the qualifier at Newcastle, the Wine qualifier recently. Animate's run 3 straight for Chris Lees. He is flying and a big chance in the provincial final. And Animate only beat him 2.7 that day at Scone over 1,400. And his last start was here at Tamworth. He got a mile back. He was stone last into the straight. Hung, wanted to hang at the 800. And lost ground there, and he really hit the line to get beat a length and a quarter. That was his best run. With RT on today, I think he'd be very, very hard to beat at $5. Lovely barrier. Number 4, Chastise for Rod Northam. Poor old Rod, he's got a hard luck story to tell you when you're talking to him. He's not too happy. He got all rode all the way with that horse to Rose Hill on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
I think it might have been in the second race. And they called him off after race 1. Mm. He had to turn around and drive all the way back to Scone. My mail is the man is not too happy. And I don't blame him. He's got a couple of chances here today. This is one of them, Chastise. It runs 2nd to Jailbreak, who's a smart horse. He got beat about 5 lengths, but on the big day at Coonamble. Prior to that, he won well at Mudgee, placed at Gunnedah, placed at Taree, and placed at Mudgee. I reckon he'll run all right here, the star witness gelding. Number 10, Solvency. Well, you know the story here. Everyone does now, I think. He won a race, but he didn't win the race. The horse got disqualified that beat him four lengths, Kinjantar at Tamworth. So all the form guides say that Solvency won the race, which officially he did. He was promoted because the other horse was disqualified because the young boy claimed three and he should have claimed two. So he did beat the third horse two lengths that day. So next start, his last start, he comes to Scone, and the horse that won very impressively at Gosford yesterday, Toro Toro for Stephen Jones, beat him three lengths. He run third there. Barrier two. Now, Digger's not riding it. I didn't get that far. I was writing all these riders down. Who have you got, mate, on Solvency?
Solvency.
In race number six. Number 10. Because Digger's not riding, is he?
Yeah. Rory Hutchings.
Yeah, Rory riding
we'll
it.
We get our skates on there too, guys. We've got Canberra as well.
Oh, gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought we were the only beat.
No, we get
six,
Canberra.
6, 4, 10 and
well.
8. Righto. I'm into
all
it.
Right. Okay, we go to the next. Now, we've got Perfect Peace and Sir Clooney, 5 and 6 out. 2 Armand Break, 260. 3 Joey's Chance, 360. 4 Titus, 460. 7 Ultimate Power, 750. Then 13 or better.
2, 4, 3 and 7. Armand Break has won 2 on the trot. Got brilliant speed. Sam Clinton rides again. I think it'll win the race. Number 4 for second, Titus. Knocking on the door. 6 or 7 placings in a row. Number 3rd for... for third, Joey's Chance. Number 3, it had no luck at all last start. The young boy will claim 2. And number 7, best of the others, Ultimate Power. 2, 4, 3, 7.
All right, now the next we take our 1, Whiteley, 4, Discum, 6, Jamaican Dream, 7, Larynx, 9, Radiant Choice, 11, My Desire, 12, Akita, 14, Oakfield General. Favourite 3, Texas Storm, 460, 10, Smart Move, 5, 13, Pure Faith, and 15, Polish Fame, 550, 2, Aragon, 6, $9, Music Box Dancer, and then 950 or better.
Yeah, I like Texas Storm with all the scratchings. I think it's the one to beat. Last run was good. Number 15 for second, Polish Train, going well without winning. Couple of good placings lately. Got a decent barrier. Aragon could improve there. He's much better than his 2 runs this time in, suggest. And number 13, Pure Faith, has won 2 on the trot and goes pretty good. 3, 15, 2 and 13.
3, Ticatala, 4, Maraqua, number 5, Lala Lupsi, and 8, Magna Rock out of the second last, or the other last, rather. 1, Knocked Off, 3.30, 2, Purton, $5, 9, Expellable, 6, 7, Dubai Harbour, 8, 6, Typhoon Benny is 8.50 along with 12, Can't Beat Me, then 11 or longer.
I like Can't Beat Me here. 12, what did you say, around $8, I think it was. I think this horse will be very, very hard to beat. Chain it. Yep, Shane Edmonds down from Inverell. He's got Mitchell Bell to ride from a good barrier. Bolted in at Moree back in September. Hasn't raced since. Won be 4.5 lengths that day. Hasn't trialled. Has got very good form. Run third one day at Newcastle around about 11 months ago. I like it at the value each way. Number 2, Purton. He's hard to catch. He's had a recent trial. He's in a good stable. He'll run well. Number 6, Typhoon Bonnie over from the coast. Liked its last run. And number 9, Expellable. 12, 2, 6 and 9, mate. Best bet of the day, race 2, number 8. And I'll talk to you later with the whip around.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there, Tamworth, 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Hi, it's Laurie Daly. We know times are tough with virtually no sport around the world due to coronavirus. But come Monday morning, Michael Clark and I will be back with our opinions on rugby league's future and all the latest news. We love taking your calls with heroes and villains, plus we'll wrap the championships. The Big Sports Breakfast returns Monday morning from 5:30 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, we've got racing today at Canberra. John Scores joins me. How are you, John?
Yeah, good, Sean. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. Pretty overcast down here and a good bit of rain yesterday, Sean. And, look, we've got a genuine heavy in the rough. Look, still only a 7-race card, and it's knocked about a bit by scratching. But there's 7 winners there, and the money's the same colour as here as anywhere else. So let's hope we've got a couple of them, Sean.
All right, and the first two, King Rattel, four up Rise, six Congenial Mistress, and nine Eliana Star out. Now the favourite three, Scarleo, 185, seven Inland Retreat, 230, 10 Oh Sweet April Love, 950, then 12 or better.
Yeah, made it 7-3, 5-8. Really got his team flying, Kurt Goldman. And I did, well, this had one trial and then went to a showcase maiden. Gee, its run was good too. Sean, it got back over the 1,000 and it just last little bit was very, very good. Now, we got no wet track form with most of these, but at least this is by Mossman. So if he's happy to run it, I'm happy to tip it on top. Obviously, Scarleo's been good both his runs this time in. He's been well fancied also. And look, Talahina ran him down, or outran him there, should I say. The extra distance is going to suit him, and he's right in it. I don't think there's much between them, though. Five, War Ready. It was okay a couple of times last preparation. Again, we've got no heavy form for it, but a small field now. And eight gets the blinkers on sailing along. It's a little bit better than last couple. So 7-3, 5-8 the first, Sean.
One, the Doctor's Son, three, Trust the Process, eight, Fight the Need out of the second, six, War Deck, 230, five, First Lady, 340, two, Gotta Love Trucks, 440, four, Pinch Passion, eight, and then double figures the other two.
Yeah, shame to see the scratchings out. I really like the look of this on paper. Look, got to go 6-5-2-7 now, Sean. War Deck, never seen the heavy, but he's race fit, and that'll take him a long, long way, and he's in good form also. Look, they're taking that crossover off him. Hopefully they roll along. He might just relax pretty well now in this type of going. So I just like his form. A lot to like about First Lady. Again, a very, very race-fit mare, and she's been good behind Temperate and War Deck last time at the mile. And I expect that she's going to back that up again here. She's got pretty handy, heavy track form. Two, Gotta Love Trucks is right back in grade. Normie Law, you don't see him bring them up here that often. And this is coming out of the Aubrey Cup. And seven, I threw in his best of the rest here in Boys' Day Out. He can handle the ground. I don't know whether he can run the distance. 6-5-2-7 in race two, Sean.
Seven, Tri Nations. Nine, Macy Test come out of the third. Six, Rental Rock, 330. Three, Out of Hand, 390. One, Express Courier at 6-8, Fight the Need, 650. Four, Your Knuckle Ship, and 10, Satin at 7. Then 12 along with the other two.
I can't go around Express Courier here, Sean. 1-6-5-4. Again, we haven't seen him on the heavy, but he's a fox wedge out of a more than ready mare, so I'm going to take a punt with him. Gee, come back well. Both his runs have been rippers over 12, but he needed every inch of the 14 to get them down at Aubrey. And look, he was crying for the mile that day. He's on his home track. He gets the claim. Happy enough to be with him. Six, this big beer and a horse. He's another horse come back really well. Rent of Rock, he was good winning a maiden under duress, and then he went straight to a class three, and he was terrific behind Bezos and those type of horses. So back to class one, he's right in the race. Look, outside of them, five Casino Time. I think he could plug along okay here. He's that last run was okay, and I thought best of the rest was the four here, Sean. And Your Knuckles, she's got good heavy track form also. But look, interesting little race, 1-6-5-4.
Three, Sheer Impulse, nine, Grappers Girl, 12, Old Preve out of the fourth, 2-7, Seal, $2, one, Foot of Fire, four, five, Gambler's Quest at 5.50, seven, Fiscoa, seven, and then 13 or longer.
It looks the best bet of the day for me, seven, Seal, Sean. Going back over its replay, well, it only had one race start. It was a terrific effort. 11-11 won the race, and gee, it covered some ground, and it didn't know too much about it. He gelded it straight away. And it's come back. And a few of the recent trials have been pretty handy, particularly with a bit of giving the ground as well. So he had a couple in. He scratched them and left this in. So that's a good enough guide for me. Gate one, who knows whether it's good or bad, but he just might be too good for them. Seven, I'll take a chance with this Saikawa. Rob Potters and Simon Miller was really good at the trials back in September. So it's a watch shift. There's a penny for it. I'd really include it in everything. The top weight Full of Fire was good a couple of times last preparation. He's an I'm Invincible horse, and look, he'll probably come back a little bit sharper for that last prep. And five goes in Gambler's Quest. I just think it might be a little bit too short for him, but he's got ability and a bit of soft form. But it might be just too good, this one, 7 Seal, 2, a special 7-1-5, Sean.
All right, on to race five, and here the scratchings are 6 Farthing Wood, 7 Islands, 9 Revving Up Red Nut, 11 On The Take, 15 Wallangi and 16 Turbocharger, favourite 12 Eltham Palace, 220, 10 Nobody's Puppet at 5, 8 Power Scored 7, 3 Gretzky, 850, and then $11 or longer.
Okay, got to go it again, Eltham Palace, 12, 3, 8 and 10. She's cost the punters a couple of bob here and there, but look, to be fair to her, the form around her is very good, and the last time she saw Evie was first up and she brained them at Nowra. Look, the form around her is quite strong. I don't know if I could go the chips in at 220 because I think there's a few with a chance around her, but she does deserve to be favourite and I've got to be with her here. Look, 3 Gretzky's a little bit more like it from him last time, chasing Shores of Avalon. Look, he'd probably get to the right part of the track if there is one, and he's only got two places on the soft, and they've been in much better grade than this. Look, 8 Powers Court. You don't see Tim bring them up here that often, and it's run in defeat last time, was very, very good from an outside gate. And I think with Henny's claim again, it's going to be right in the race somewhere. And, of course, Nobody's Puppet, but the mother, that glove puppet, just throws swimmers. So she's been in good form and gets the claim. So I'd suggest for the quaddie, you have to put the top 4 in to be safe. Sean, 12, 3, 8 and 10.
Scratch 3, Heaven on Earth, 4, Safe Landing, 9, Whiskey and Diamonds, 10, Emerald Fortune, 13, Polyzena, 14, Nemeth and 16, Trumbo. Out of the sixth event, the favourite 11, Terra Rain at 420, 12, Flora Bell is 440, 2, Peyton Place 480, 6, Make One 650, 7, Coeur de Main, $7, 1, Bart 950, and then it's 10 or longer.
Yeah, it's open as the Sydney heads, even with the scratching. I landed on Flora Bell here, 12, 5, 11 and 6 for me, Sean, and hopefully got the winner in there because there's a couple of chances outside them. Flora Bell, look, I don't really know what to make of the Goulburn run, but the form before was first class, and she's only seen the heavy once, and she won impressively that day. So I'll give her the tick in a race full of chances. I think the value in a race, she didn't even quote me a price. Bella Gano, it's 1-for-1 on the heavy, and the day it won, it was a very wet track down at the Sapphire Coast. And look, just forget the Kembla run, it didn't suit it, but it's got a great chance here.
$10.
11, this is racing well. This one of Matt Dale's, he's really got a going good. Terra Rain, the last one at Goulburn was pretty handy. Hasn't seen the heavy, but the soft form's strong. And look, 6 Black Wand is first up, and he's kept it in here, Kurt, which interests me. So look, I'll throw it in for 4. Then you've got Bart, Peyton Place, Black, Coeur de Main, Prince Jacko. They would all have chances as well, Sean. So there's not many you can put the line through. 12, 5, 11 and 6 in the Federal's always a good race.
All right, 1 Azustic, 2 Better Than Thorn, 3 Avalantis, 5 Candy Bar, 7 Hadjack, 11 Roquette, 16 Kitty Kareen. The favourite 10 proposed to me, $1.65, 4 Flight Commander, $7.50, 6 Intercontinental, 9, 12 Gossip, 10, 8 Oz Street, 12, and then 13 or better.
Yeah, this is a different race now. I made it 10, 4, 12 and 8, Sean. I'll go with this. There wasn't one penny for it at Wagga, and gee, its win was good. It was wide, it got a little bit lost, but it put in some damn or big strides late in the piece to win at Wagga on debut, so it just might have enough ability to go back-to-back here. I'll go with it without a lot of confidence. 4, I threw in Flight Commander. Again, he went very ordinary at Orby, but his earlier form was okay, and he hasn't seen a heavy, but he's a commander, and I think he's probably going to get through it okay by this stage. They'll be ploughing into it, I'd say. 12, Gossip. This will have a chance third up for Nat Jarvis, coming off that massive day she had at Sapphire, 4 winners. And look, again, I think this is nearly ready to go. The run behind Clergyman off 4 weeks, effectively second up, was pretty handy. And 8, Oz Street, I threw in. But look, tough race, 10, 4, 12 and 8. But the money's come proposed to me, Sean.
What's your best there today, John?
Sean, I think very, very different day. I've done the tips on Wednesday and there was not a cloud in the sky. Now we're on 8 and it'll be a genuine heavy 8 too. I thought race 4, 7th seal for Peter and Paul Snow. As I mentioned, they had at least Candy Bar in later on in the day and they scratched it and kept this in. So I think it's here to break it stuck. Race 4, number 2, 7th seal. It's about even money. Sean, that'll do us.
Good on you, John. We'll talk to you in the whip round after 11 o'clock.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. John Scorse, 25 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And this morning, Brittany Graham joining us. How are you, Brett?
Really good, thank you, Cozzy. It was a big night of racing last night at Tabcorp Park, Menanga. We normally have our Penrith feature, our Penrith card, I should say, on a Thursday night, but with the new regionalisation model, and the metro area is Menanga and Penrith, but they've decided to keep things a little closer to home in terms of the metropolitan racing for the time being. So last night we had an 8-race card at Penrith, and it was a good night of racing as well. We might run through a few of those results shortly because there was a few milestones at Menanga last night also. Although it was a smaller card, there were plenty of important wins on that meeting for many people. But this morning, our harness racing meeting in New South Wales today is at Wagga. They host an 8-race card. It's a night meeting, in fact, and 6:07 is the first race on the card. Looking through the fields, it looks as though Jackson Painting has a good night at the office potentially ahead of him, as he does seem to have a couple of good drives, and they're all in the market as well. So I thought we'd catch up with Jackson this morning to run through them, and hopefully he can lead us into a winner or two for our On The Pace listeners. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Morning, Brett. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. A good book of drives, it looks like, tonight. So you must be going to the races with some sort of confidence.
Yeah, a little bit of confidence tonight. But you know what racing's like, anything can happen. But yeah, I've got a decent book when you look at it on paper.
Yeah, fingers crossed we can kick off well in the first. You drive Shanks for Coming for David Kennedy, drawn off the second line, the lone second row runner now. Hasn't been seen for a little while, and I can't see a public trial in his form line. So can you give us a bit of a lead as to where he's at?
Yeah, obviously with what's going on in the world at the moment, there's no trials. So he's going in first up, but he's really forward. He's working good at home, so scratching definitely helps us here. Should log pretty close, and on his work, I think he should be right in the finish.
As you mentioned, with that scratching, he's the only horse off the second line. So looking at the field on paper, it looks as though off the front line, maybe a few of your main dangers are drawn out. So do you have to get off the fence early and try and track through in the running line somewhere?
Yeah, we'll definitely get off the fence early and push through. I think looking at that, I'll log pretty close. So if he's close enough, I'll know he's there for sure.
Alrighty, that's race one, number 10, Shanks for Coming. We move across to race number two, and Heaven's Hurricane goes around, drawn the outside of the front row. But looking at his form line, a last start second at Shepparton, but that was behind a subsequent Group 1 winner in Focus Stride, so that looks pretty good on paper.
Yeah, definitely. This horse has been racing really well, actually, without any luck, and sort of tonight he's gotten really lucky in with the failure drawn, so we're just going to see what happens at the start, but on paper, he's the best horse in the field, but yeah, just a bad barrier draw, but we'll just see what happens there.
He's drawn one in the inside of the second row at quite a few of his more recent starts when you've been driving him at least. So do you have to roll the dice early and get forward, or over the 2260 metres, the 2270 metres, will you hope that there's a bit of speed to your inside?
Yeah, there looks to be a little bit of speed early, so we'll just start coming out to start and have a look across and see what happens. Yeah, sort of a tricky race, that one. I want to be up there with speed with him, but just if they're going to go motor, I can sort of claim the options up.
Okay, race two goes around at 6:37. Race number three, have Dawn Magic, and one of the outsiders in this field. He is, again, another scratching to your inside, so you follow out what looks to be the favourite on paper, or one of the favourites, at least, in Overcharge, but has the market got it right with this fellow?
No, I don't think they do, but he's actually going to work better than these numbers suggest, this bloke, so that scratch will definitely help him out. So he's probably going to be leaders back or three fence at worst, and I think he's a really good place chance, and if they do happen to open up, he could be knocking them off.
Alrighty, well, we'll have to keep an eye on Dawn Magic in race number three. Have a break in race number four. We move across to race number five, and Brexit goes around. First up since October, so another of the first uppers from the David Kennedy team, and obviously no trial for this one either. So just having its second start for the team as well, was beaten a distance first up, so pop straight into the paddock. But what are your thoughts around this race tonight?
Yeah, look, he's working really, really well, this bloke. He went for a spell. He had a few issues and he's come back really good. So probably can't find the front tonight, but well, I don't think that'll matter really. He's, I think he's got a little bit on him actually.
Yeah, well, looking at, I guess, the ratings, he's only rating 51 for a horse who's won seven races. He's probably maybe been one that's benefited from this rating system because he looks pretty well graded here.
Yeah, he's a horse. I actually got a lot of time for him. Yeah, he's just had a few issues, as I said, in the past, but we seem to be on top of all them now. And yeah, look, if fitness would be probably a little bit of a query over the 25, yeah, I think he's the one to beat for sure.
Alrighty, race number 6, you drive Shadow Sign for the first time. We might flick across to race number 8, where Tony's Secret goes around. First up, she was beaten quite a distance, so what did you make of that first up performance, and do you think that will bring her on here?
Yeah, no, I wasn't disappointed. She sort of didn't really have much of a trial. She that was sort of a first up go when she raced at Leighton that night. She's another one. She's come on a lot at home since that run, so she'll work forward as well, and if she's close enough, she'll definitely be in the finish, I think.
Alrighty, that's race number 8, number 3, Tony's Secret. Can you lead us into maybe one that you think is your best drive of the night? You've given quite a good push for Door Magic at a price, but is there one that you think is your best winning chance?
Yeah, I think Brexit's the one on paper that should be winning. If he, everything goes to plan, I think he just should be too good for him.
Alrighty, race 5, number 4, Brexit, as Jackson's probably best in the book. It's been a busy couple of weeks for you. You've been here, there and everywhere. I've seen you jumping the border a couple of times for a few drives, and then you're up at Bathurst on Saturday night with Rock and Roll Runner. A few mistakes in that event, but he seems to be a horse with a bit of a future as well. So maybe a slight disappointment around the Group 1 mistakes, but positive signs for ahead.
Yeah, definitely. He's I actually reckon if he didn't gallop, he was going to go awfully close to winning this. But yeah, he just sort of never been up the sprint lane before and just panicked a bit and jumped out of his gear, which is unfortunately for us. But nah, I've got a lot of time for him, and he'll have a bright future once everything settles down going forward.
All right, well, thanks for your time this morning, Jackson. Best of luck tonight, and we'll be watching with interest from Wagga.
No worries. Thanks at all, Britt.
Jackson Painting there this morning, giving us a really comprehensive rundown of his drives this evening. Let's just have a look at the market on a few of them. In the first, you drive Shanks for Coming, who's at $3.60, so well in the market, as is Heaven's Hurricane at that same price, tab fixed. Now, he gave quite a good push for Dawn Magic at an each-way price, currently $11.230, the place tab fixed, if you're looking for a bit of a value play. And then later on in the night, Brexit, which he gave a good push for, is his best of the evening at $2.40. So an 8 race card from Wagga tonight. The first gets underway just after 6 o'clock. And if you want a driver to follow across the meeting, Jackson certainly looks to have a really good book of drives, and they all seem to have their fair share of chances if they get, I guess, a little bit of luck going their way. So Just Wagga today, as I mentioned, we had Menangle last night. So Just Wagga is our lone New South Wales harness racing meeting for a Friday, which is a little bit different. We then have tomorrow two race cards in Newcastle and Menangle, both night meetings. So something to look forward to there. Yesterday, though, at Menangle, I mentioned a few milestones for a few of our younger brigade, and the first of which was Riley Budd, of course, a son of Tim. We spoke to him on Tuesday, and he'd had a couple of drives there, and at his fourth race drive last night, he managed to break his maiden status with Tack Tamer, winning by an ever-extending margin of 13 metres. So Riley's on the board with a victory, and no doubt it was a big thrill for him to get his first win at headquarters there last night, and I'm sure that it will be the first of many, many victories. And earlier on in the evening, Cam Hart registered his 300th race winning drive in the first aboard Flying Scribe. So Cam's one of certainly the brightest stars in New South Wales harness racing. We saw him represent New South Wales late last year in the Australasian Young Drivers Championships. He booked his spot to Sweden. I guess there's probably a bit of a question over whether that trip will go ahead in the near future, but Cam registered another really big milestone with his 300th career victory in such a short space of time. He has a huge future ahead of him, and he's already making big waves in the sport. Jonah Hutchison also trained his first Menangle winner, and I believe drove his first Menangle winner as well. So he made the decision to move to New South Wales a couple of months ago now, and he's on the board when Talk to the Max took out race number 6 on the card. So a few milestones for our younger brigade last night at Menangle, and well done to them all. I had a quick chat to Ellie Chapel last night as well. Of course, she was involved in that horrific fall at Inverell on Sunday. She's now home. She had some surgery done on her broken elbow. A couple of rods are fixed as well to, I guess, strengthen that breakup as well for when it heals over. So she's in good spirits and she's home from hospital. So great news. Sarah Rushbrook, I couldn't quite get in touch with her, but she's had some pretty significant injuries, a fair few breaks as well. So she, no doubt, I think, would still be in hospital. I read an article that she may well even have to make her way up to the Gold Coast for some specialised surgery as well. So the ladies, they didn't have the best of luck on Sunday, but at least for Ellie Chapel, at least she is home and on the road to recovery. So that's on the pace for this Friday morning, Cozzy. And make sure that you follow Jack Painting tonight at Wagga, because he looks to have a good book.
All right, terrific. Have a great weekend, Britton. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you too.
Brittany Graham, 13 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Championships day one, so check out this great offer from TAB at Randwick and Caulfield this Saturday on races 1 to 5. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. Check out the app for more great specials during day one of the championship. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Harvey Norman, your destination for Australian-made mattresses. With brands such as Sealy Posturepedic, King Coil, Sleepmaker Beauty Rest and Body Bed.
Wow. For thousands of listeners, this advertiser is now top of mind. This brand is now in their heads. But don't worry, there's plenty of room for your brand too. So if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
The expert team at Harvey Norman.
Sky Sports Radio is your one-stop shop every single day this autumn carnival. You'll hear the newsmakers around all the feature racing every day with a cavalcade of form analysts like Duffercy, Joyce, Donopoulos, Fleecy, Harley and Scorse. Plus immediate information on the National Racing Service.
The protest at Kensington has been upheld.
This autumn, go with Sky Sports Radio.
Country comes to the city for the big final of the New Haven Park Country Championships. Two horses from 8 country race clubs have qualified to be part of the Championships of Sydney Racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, April 4th. New Haven Park, breeding champions for 4 generations. Form Guide, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first 2 place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio can be relied on every day to bring you the latest in greyhound racing. Hear about all the feature racing around the state and around the country. Presenters Ron Arnold, Liam Tapper and Mick Cowley from GRNSW have Going Greyhounds Sunday to Friday mornings at 10:45 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And joining us from Ground Racing New South Wales, Mick Cowley. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm well. You had a couple of good guests today, too.
Mate, we do indeed. We thought it's not just GRNSW that's dealing with the COVID-19 situation and the tracks and the regions and all that sort of stuff. It's obviously the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission. They're handling, they're on the coalface. They're actually out there, the stewards, the vets, those sorts of things. So we thought we'd get Matthew Tutt from the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission on today, and joining us now this morning, Cozzy, is Matthew Tutt. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mick.
Mate, as I mentioned, your staff, they're out and about, they're at all these regions, at all these tracks. How are they dealing? What's the sort of feedback you're getting from your guys?
Well, the feedback's been great. As you said, Mick, our frontline staff, so mainly our stewards and vets, are the ones there. They're at the coalface. They're the ones implementing the strict new biosecurity protocols, which both the Greyhound Welfare Integrity Commission and Greyhound Racing New South Wales worked very hard at to bring into place. They've made sure that the participants are aware of what the new changes are, and it's been really encouraging that our frontline staff and the participants have been able to work together, because we're all in this together. And yes, there are some changes. Everything's happening fairly quickly, but they're adapting very, very well.
Matt, I guess that's the big thing, as you said, yeah, having to adapt. It's a rapidly moving beast, for lack of a better term, and changes are being made all the time. And I guess, yeah, from your stuff, from GRNSW stuff, and also the participants, we've got to adapt all the time, and that's the biggest change for everyone.
It is, Mick, and as we know, the greyhound racing industry is a very resilient community, and they've had their challenges in the past. These times are completely unprecedented. We're very fortunate to still be racing, and I think the participants, and certainly we here at the Commission and you over at GRNSW, really respect the fact that we are still racing. And as long as we keep doing what we're doing in these uncharted times, we've got a really big chance at getting through this.
Matt, I guess one of the things is, yeah, as Tony Mestrov, our CEO, said, and I'm sure it's the same situation there, that health and safety of participants and staff is paramount. Yes, it's great that we can keep racing, and it's good for the livelihood of our participants and our industry as a whole, but health and safety is the priority for everyone, and it'll be the same with you guys, yeah, sending your staff out there as well.
It is, and that's been one of our most significant concerns. We've wanted to make sure that Commission staff who are on the front line are well supported. By supporting them, we understand that the industry itself can continue to race, but it is, we're always looking at ways to properly support our staff, because if it means we can continue racing in these uncertain times, it means a benefit for the industry.
Matt, as you said, yeah, we're all in this together, and that's been evident through a lot of things. I know, yeah, personally, with Tony Mestrov's Q&As that we're putting on the website each day, that's a joint effort as well. I know he's quite often turning to you guys at GWIC to get answers for various questions that participants send in. I guess that's been a good thing too, the unity of both the Commission and GRNSW on getting that message out and keeping all our participants informed.
That's right, Mick. I mean, no greater time for both of our organisations to really prove to the industry that we are a united front. We have the industry's best interests at the core of everything we do. And over the last 2 weeks, I think it's been, since the whole COVID-19 pandemic really started to come out, that both of our organisations have shown that the collaborative and cooperative approach that we've had, which has been gratefully received, shows the industry that, yes, we're all in uncertain times, but as long as the controlling bodies that look after what we do are absolutely dealing with it together, then I think that's what the industry really sees as an encouraging way forward.
And then you're of course, you know, just not sitting in the office or sitting at home working. You actually got out in the field on Monday and had a bit of a job at Bathurst.
That's right, Mick. I was fortunate enough to be out there at Bathurst. As many would know now, there are the regional racing zones. So we at the Commission take obviously that very seriously. And I'm based in the western zone, so I was out at the track, and it was really great to see both our frontline staff, so our stewards and vets, who are doing a terrific job dealing with matters with the participants. And the club there mentioned should also go to the Greyhound Breeders Owners and Trainers Association, who are obviously part of this with everyone else. And the club there have done a terrific job. The manager, Jason Lyons, being terrific. And it just shows that we're all in this. We all know how serious the situation is. And if we keep doing what we're doing, well, then we end up with racing continuing.
You're absolutely right. What was the feel amongst the participants out there? Obviously, yeah, they're trying times, unprecedented times for everyone in the country, if not actually the world. What was the feel amongst the participants in terms of, you know, are they still in reasonable spirits? So I guess there's the unknown, but everyone's kind of head down getting the job done.
That's right, Mick. It's really encouraging to see the participants taking these extra measures very seriously. Yes, there's always that sentiment that with everything going on, there is an element of doom and gloom. But the participants, as I said previously, they're very resilient in this industry. And as long as everything that we're doing continues, we take the proper biosecurity measures, it's something that I think the participants will sit up and realise that we all have a collective responsibility. And if we want racing to go, to continue, well, then we need to start doing what we're doing.
Mate, well spoken. Matt, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on, having a chat, giving us a bit of a look into the other side of things, what does happen from a staff perspective to get these meetings going. As I did say, make sure the staff do, A, get our wishes and our thanks for doing their job, and also make sure they stay safe.
No, I appreciate that, Mick, and obviously KNSW have been fantastic in all this, so to everyone there, it's been great.
All good, mate. We'll chat again soon, no doubt.
No worries. Thanks, Mick.
Cozzy, there he was, Matt Tutt from the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission, just giving us a bit of a look at the guys who are actually on the ground doing the hard yards, the stewards and the vets and the race officials and so forth. Matt, certainly good to get that other side of things, and as I said, they're in the coalface, they're dealing with the participants each day, and yeah, the signs are that the participants are heeding all the protocols that are necessary for us to keep racing, which is a good thing. Cozzy, we were also going to get on today Jason McKay, just to have a chat about some of his dogs. Jason's obviously racing up in that Hunter region. We announced yesterday that we'll be opening the Maitland track for a few meetings. They'll have a meeting this Monday, and Jason obviously patronises the Maitland track and does very well there. Jason's got a couple of good dogs going around at the gardens tomorrow night, well worth watching. He's got Zipping Veyr on the Futurity winner. It's in race two, and then in the last, he's got Aston Maeve, who ran third in the Futurity, a couple of very smart ones for people to keep an eye out. But the other one that I was going to talk to Jason about, and I'm sure one of the boys probably will next week, he's got a very promising pup coming through at one last week at the Gardens. It's a dog called Zipping Russell, and from all reports, it's by a dog he used to train, Mr. Twister. It won in 29.35, which is smart time around the Gardens, and won by 15 lengths. Jason apparently thinks it will be a stayer eventually, but it's got some promise at this stage. It's running times at the Gardens in post-to-post slips that, yeah, some of Jason's great dogs, some real talented dogs, couldn't match. So it's one to keep an eye on. It could be a very, very promising could be anything, one of those sorts of dogs. So unfortunately, as I said, we couldn't get a hold of Jason today, but we will talk to him in the very, very near future.
All right, terrific. You got a winner for us?
Hopefully I have, Cozzy. We've got three meetings on today. We've got Goulburn, which is the day meeting. For best bet there, we'll go race 5, number 3, Poppy Jack. We've got a meeting at the Gardens, and again, ironically, we'll go, or coincidentally, race 5, number 3 again from the gallery, and then tonight at Richmond, best bet on the cards, race 8, number 1, Sniffy. So they're our three best for today at the three meetings we've got, Cozzy.
All right, good on you, Mick. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe.
Thanks, mate. You too.
Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, 11 o'clock at Sky Sports Radio.
Days of deals, so check out our quaddy special for day one of the championship. It's your chance to win a share of the $1 million projected quaddy pool at Randwick. So grab your mates and get a group quaddy together. Check out the app for more great specials during TAB's 42 Days of Deals. TAB, long may we play.
New South Wales TAB pool only. TNCs at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yep.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
18 plus, eligible customers only, excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the whip around.
It certainly is at 1 minute past 11. We didn't have to get the whip out. He was straight out and bounced into the barriers this morning. Hoss, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Sean. Really keen about tomorrow, day one of the championships. Tracker soft six. We've got some nice weather out there at the moment, but as Gary Harley told you back at 10 o'clock, there is going to be rain going through Tamworth, and it's meant to come in towards Sydney later in the day. So we'll just have to monitor that. But a soft six at this stage. Sean, Chris Wotherstable has put a tweet out over the last 25 minutes, and that is that Funstar at this stage, a final decision to be made early next week, but at this stage we can tell you that Funstar, he is leaning towards running in the Group 1 Fillies and Mares Coolmore Legacy over 1600 metres tomorrow week. He feels that she's not quite ready for 2400 metre style racing. That would mean, of course, the Oaks, so she's not going there. So it's likely that it's the Group 1 Fillies and Mares Coolmore Legacy, but a final decision will be made on Funstar and that race early stages of next week, Sean.
All right, good on you, Hoss. Well, let's start the whip around. We've got Tamworth racing today. Gary Harley joins us. Morning, Gary.
Thanks, Cozzy. Yeah, big meeting today at Tamworth. Nine races, 100-odd runners. It's a beauty. My best bet comes up in race two for Chris Lees, a Hussin filly called Justicia, number eight. After a nice trial on the Beaumont track in early Feb, Chris put her down for her only run at Tamworth on March 8. She missed the kick, she got a mile back third last, and by gee, she ran home good to get beat three quarters of a length. That was a 1,400 metre race. She goes to the mile today. That was on a soft five. We got a soft track today. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. Best bet of the day, race two, number eight, Justicia. Right over Quaddy, 6, 7, 8, and 9 of the races. Race 6, 6, 4, 10, and 8. Elusive Eagle, R. Thompson gets on today. Got a lovely barrier. His last run was his best for a long time. He was last on the turn in a field of 12 up here at or up at Tamworth, and he really hammered the line. I think he'll be hard to beat. Four Chastise has had a win and four placings from its last five. Rod Northam's got it. His young apprentice, Reece Jones, claims two. It'll run well. Number 10, Solvency. It run third last start, and I thought it went really good. Rory Hutchings, the replacement rider, run third to yesterday's Gosford winner, Toro Toro. It's going last start. That'll make it hard to beat. And I'd throw in number eight, Lisa Louise, who was very impressive winning on debut. Second league race 7, 2, 4, and 3, just the three of them. Number 2, I'm on break, has won 2 straight, has got very, very good speed, has led all the way in both. Sam Clinton rides again today on its home track. I think it's certainly got to go in. Number 4, Titus, 6 placings in a row. Certainly due for a change of luck for Paul Perry. Luke Rolls rides. It'll run okay. The other one, Joey's Chance, had no luck at all last start. Got into plenty of trouble. So I'd put 2, 4, 3 in race 7.
All right.
Race 8, all 4 of them. 3, 15, 2, and 13. Texas Storm for Bobby Milligan. The last run at Newcastle, only a beat 1.7. Prior to that, its form was okay. Got a very good chance here. Number 15, second pick, Polish Train, running well. Without winning a couple of good thirds, was an emergency, got the run. Put in number 2, Arrogant. It's much better than its form suggests. And number 13, Pure Faith, is in very good form. Rising class, but goes well. All 4 there, 3, 15, 2, and 13. The last and the final leg, put in 12, 2, 6, and 9. Can't beat me. This horse has got a bit of form. He's around about $8. Shane Edmonds coming down from Inverell. Mm. Form former champion apprentice in Sydney, Shane, and a very good horseman. He's engaged Mitchell Bell to ride it. Bolted in at Moree last start. It was way back in September. Hasn't had a trial. Had good Newcastle form way back. I'll put it on top. Put number two, Purton, in. Very hard to catch, but on his day can beat them. First up after a trial. Number six, Typhoon Bonnie, went well enough. She did last start on the coast. Put her in. And number nine, Expellable. 12, 2, 6, and 9.
All right.
Big program. Let's hope we can find a few winners here, boys. And to the punters out there, good luck.
Good on you, Gaz. So, Hossie's best. Just Tisha, race 2, number 8. The Quaddy, 6, 4, 10, and 8. Into 2, 4, 3. Into 3, 15, 2, and 13. And last leg, 12, 2, 6, and 9 from the big Gaz man at Tamworth today.
Righto, looking forward to that program, and we'll just have to monitor that weather. As Gary told you back at 10 o'clock, there is the forecast of some rain there through the afternoon. So just monitor that track condition and the weather, and you'll have all that information on Sky Sports Radio. John Scorse is playing home track at Canberra. They've had just under 30 mil in the last 24 hours. Heavy 8. John, what's it like down there at the moment, mate?
Yeah, it's overcast and cool. Andrew, good morning to you, and good morning again, Sean. There'll be no upgrade here at all. Andrew, I don't know whether we'll get too much more rain throughout the day, so you need the wet track form here, and it'll rail out 7 metres. Also makes a little bit of a guess, but we've got 7 nice races, and the feature, the TAB Federal, even though we've been cut about by scratchings with a few of these races, it's still a beauty with a field of 9 to go around.
All right, well, let's get to your best bets.
Look, I just got the one good thing, Seventh Seal for Peter and Paul Snowden. They accepted with two. They had Candy Bar on the last, which they scratched, and it would have gone around in the market. So they've left this in. Its debut effort at Kembla was very good. 11-11 won the race, but it was off the track the whole way. And I thought its effort, even though beaten 5 lengths, was not too bad given the ground it covered. So I've liked the 3 trials for it, and it's been gelded. So I think there's a fair bit of intent. They scratched the other one that kept this here. I think it's going to break its duck. Race 4, number 2, Seventh Seal, and it's about even money. Now, Quadrella-wise, I stood it out because a few of these later ones are open. So with the 2 on top only in race 4, second leg, 12, 3, 8. 10. I think you could probably make a case for most of those. Eltham Palace is quite short, and I think there's a few could knock it over. So I've put the 4 in there, 12, 3, 8, 10. Race 6, the Federal, 12, 5, and 11 here. Look, I think, again, an even bunch of horses. I've narrowed it down to 3, and it went with Flora Bell. I think Pelagano is fabulous value. She's really good in the wet. She's about double figure odds. And 11 Terra Reigns, also a mare in good form. So I can put those 3 in. And the last, 10, 4, and 12. This is getting right in short, proposed to me, and in complete difference to went to Wagga, opened up about 260 and started $6. It won like a 2's on shot. It was very impressive. It's never easy to jump the grades, but it just might be pretty smart. I threw 2 others in there for a bit of insurance, 4 and 12. So gets it down to $36 for 100% of the quantity. Still a nice little profit if we can jag it.
Yeah, for sure. So race 4, number 2. Race 5, 12, 3, 8, and 10. Race 6, 12, 5, and 11. And race 7, 10, 4, 12. And that proposed to me in the last, obviously a lot of scratchings, but even in the last couple of hours, 175 to 165. So they've plonked on it in the last number 10. Good on you, Scorsese. We'll hear from you all afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Sean.
Good on you, John.
John Scorse there with the first race at Canberra, 10 past 2. And, of course, Tamworth this afternoon begins at 12.40 on that soft 7, Sean.
Yeah, now Mick Bennett joining us from Racing and Sports. Good morning, Mick.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Andrew.
Now, what have you come up with today, Mick?
Yeah, look, I found a couple of good value runners today on tracks that are rain affected and both could potentially deteriorate through the day. We'll start with Canberra race 5, number 8, Power Score for Tim Donnelly. Now, this 7-year-old's come back in really good order this prep. He booted up from an inside alley to lead and kept going to record a dominant win first up over the 1,000 metres at Wagga. Now, that race has tossed up 5 subsequent winners to add merit to that performance. In fact, the second horse that day was Eltham Palace, and he's the $2.20 favourite in today's race. He then drew wide, so was ridden quietly last start, again over the 1,000 at Wagga, and he wasn't even in the picture until about the furlong, then really stretched out late and was only beaten around half a length, and probably wins that race in another couple of strides. And finds a similar quality race today, and importantly, draws gate three, so although there is a stack of speed in this race, he can settle a fraction closer today. Gets him beautifully again with the claim. I guess the reason we're looking at a quote of around $7 or so this morning for this bloke is that he raced once on a heavy track and failed, but he did have excuses. He missed the kick that day and copped early interference and had to stay on the inside when the fast lane was out wide. So we can't write the horse off in heavy going based on that performance. Pretty keen. Good odds. Race 5, number 8, Powers Court.
And the jock on board, Henny Edge, she started riding middle of last year. I think may have had an injury, then came back, and she's booting a few winners home now too. And a good 4 kilo claimer too, Mick.
Yeah, certainly is. And she rides this horse a lot, and they team up well. So I've got no issues with her riding, bringing him down from the 60 down to 56. I think that's key on the heavy track.
Right, what else have we got for us?
Yeah, we'll go to Tamworth. Race 9, number 6, Typhoon Bonnie for Neil Godbolt. And this is a mare that generally takes a couple of runs to find some form, so I thought her efforts second up last start over today's trip on a heavy track at Port Macquarie was very promising. She went back from a wide gate before Sam Clinton started to push her into the race before the turn, and although she laid in quite noticeably, she loomed up and looked the winner around about 150-200 effort, just peaked on a run and was nabbed for second close to the line. Now, I think that hit out will top her off nicely for today's assignment. We go through her record, she really does profile nicely. So overall, she's been in the top three at 21 of the 31 starts, including 7 of 11 at the 1,000-metre trip. We'll be dealing with a soft 7 or possibly a heavy track come start time. And again, she's got a really good stats, 13 starts on rain-affected tracks for 2 wins and 8 placings. As for her third up form, 3 starts for a win and a placing. Good speed in this from Expellable and Knocked Off. From gate 6 after scratching, I think Louise Day can settle her 4th or 5th and off the fence, which might be where the better going is. I think $8 or thereabouts is a really silly price, so I think we can get stuck into a really nice each-way bet to close the day. Race 9 at Tamworth, number 6, Typhoon Bonnie.
Currently $8.50, as a matter of fact, Mick, that's terrific value.
Yeah, hope so.
All right, so Canberra, race 5, number 8, and Tamworth, race 9, number 6, on a good each-way basis, there you're 2 for us today.
Yeah, we'll build a bank for Donnie Day, hopefully.
Yeah, good on you, Mick. Enjoy the day and stay safe.
You too, fellas. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Bennett from Racing and Sports there, Hoss.
Yes, with fancies for both Canberra and Tamworth. Now, we've lost Benalla in Victoria this afternoon. They called that off yesterday afternoon. That is going to be held at this stage on Wednesday. So no Victorian racing this afternoon. But we do have an evening program at Cranbourne. And looking at the report there for Cranbourne, it's a soft 7. Penetrometer 5.86. The rails at 7 metres. They've had just 4 mil in the last 24 hours and 36 mil for the week. So a soft 7 here. Just waiting for Mark Hunter to join us with his best bets for this card. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
So a soft 7, as I say, mate, and what are you expecting for the rest of the day and night?
I think the rain's coming about 11 o'clock tonight, Andrew. 11 or 12 o'clock tonight, we'll get a good dumping of about 18 mils by the sound of it. So I know Caulfield's a heavy 8 already.
Mm.
It's windy and sunny here at the moment, but not going to dry out a lot, and we'll certainly get enough overnight to make it probably a heavy track for the first time in a long time at Caulfield tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure, given that it drains well, but that late rain will certainly have an impact. All right, so let's help our listeners for Cranbourne tonight. Where do we go here?
We'll go race 5, number 3, and race 7, number 8. First one, race 5, number 3, Sure to Shine, is resuming in a 6-horse field where you'd think the bottom two have got no hope, so pretty much a 4-horse field. It showed good ability in town last campaign. That was on wet ground. It's had a trial at Cranbourne where it didn't do much, but then had a jump out where it went better. It's a very weak race to resume in. This favourite here, Kasari, was plain to say the least first up. I think Sure to Shine can go forward, take a spot, box seat, handles the soft, and can win first up there in the 5th.
Righto, so currently at $3.10 there for Bevan Lamming. That's race 5, number 3.
And the best each way for the night, Hoss, race 7, number 8, Viscosity, whose big win their last campaign, a couple of big wins on the wet track at Cranbourne and then Flemington. It's come back from a spell. It's had a couple of runs to get it ready. It was back last at the Valley. I don't think the Valley suited it. It didn't really get knocked about, but finished the race off very well. I think it's ready to fire. I think the wet track's a plus. There's a bit of speed in the race. And if it becomes a real staying test, this will really suit Viscosity. So I think it's a terrific chance each way there in the seventh.
Gee, the Busseton and Young stable, they've got some timing with all of their runners at the moment.
They're holding their form, they're winning races, they're strong, and they're certainly on a roll. I think they had at least two that I saw win last night from memory.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had another one, but no, they just keep charging those last 200 metres at the moment.
They
so you
do.
Want to be
they
joining
keep,
in.
Yeah, they keep finding the line. $7 right now. So they're the two for Cranbourn tonight from Mark. Race 5, number 3. Race 7, number 8. Repeating, Benalla isn't on this afternoon. It's been rescheduled to Wednesday. Caulfield, as you say, Mark, a heavy 8. And we'll wait and see what happens overnight. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hunter and Dean Lester back tomorrow, Sean, at 9 o'clock with a full preview for Caulfield.
Right, heavy 8 there at this stage, according to Mark. Now, Gold Coast, a bit better there, a good 4 and a fine day. Sammy Hyland with us. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sean. I tell you what, it is a fine day. So it's got sun's got plenty of kick in it, and we've got a bumper card here with 11 races.
You got a big day. 11:37 the first. We bounced the ball very early. 20 minutes time. What have you found, Sam?
We're going to have to wait a while for my best bet today, Sean, but we're going to race 9, number 5, King's Bull. I think third up today. It's going to be Cherry Ripe at the 1800. This is his go. He thought by Galileo. Both runs in have been fantastic, and I think he's well suited to this race. So I think he'll be winning. And then in race 10, going for one of a bit of value here, number 4, Manea. Not best to have her ride in this race. And she can mix it up a little bit, but I've had a bit of luck with her, and I'm hoping that she can step up in this style of race today. So, race 9, number 5, King's Bull is my best. Into race 10, number 4, Manea. She can be a bit tricky, but I'm hoping today she's on song.
All right, good on you, Sam. Enjoy the day at the Gold Coast.
Thanks, Sean.
Manea, number 4 in race 10, is terrific each way value. It is currently $11, and Sammy's best of the day in race 9, number 5, King's Fool, is $3.50 and $1.65 at the moment. So it might even get up to almost each way value too, Hoss.
Yeah, who knows? We'll monitor that as the afternoon goes on, but at least we're on a good track up there. Sean, you're going to jump straight into some interviews regarding Tamworth right on the end of these tips, because you've got a couple of jockeys that will be close to entering the jockeys room.
Yeah, Jenny Duggan and Sammy Clinton will just literally find out their best of the day. Sam's got about half a dozen rides, and I know they've got to be in the room, I think, by 11:40, the first at 12:40. So, okay. We'll have a quick chat with them. Also, Brett Kavanagh, Cameron Crockett, Cody Morgan and Peter Sinclair. There's an interesting two-year-old there today, the two-year-old race at Tamworth today. Hoss, there's some that are showing a bit of ability in this. It's actually a pretty smart race.
All right, we look forward to that coming up in about 10 minutes, those interviews start. Luke Marlowe joins us from Singapore. They're racing once a week, beginning our time tonight at 20 past 9. Morning to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
And are we on the Poly track tonight?
We are. All Poly track racing this week, and then back into some turf stuff the next couple of weeks ahead.
All right, so where do we focus in on?
Well, the best was race 3, number 2, Moongate Star. Look, he's going to be relatively short, but I think he's got a bit on those tonight. Finally draws a barrier. Last start, he was back and wide from gate 11, I think barrier 2 tonight. He can position up handy, and he's quite strong late. So if the runs come for him, Andrew, I think he's the best tonight. Race 3, number 2, Moongate Star.
$1.70 is where we're sitting at the moment at fixed, but it gets the nice barrier, as you've explained there. Race 3, number 2, have you got another one?
Yes, in the last race 9, number 4, Sweet Angeline, formerly known as Chia, when trained by Brad Wood up in Australia. She trialled up really nicely for her Singapore debut, and despite drawing off the track, I think she can run a bold race in race 9, number 4.
Righto, and currently we've got it at $2.60. Vlad Djurić takes the ride, riding consistently well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is leading the premiership again this year, Andrew, and leading it by about a 10-win buffer, I think, last time I checked. So he's won the last three riders' premierships here in Singapore, and he's on track to win a full.
Yep, for sure. And it's interesting, that horse now known as the Sweet Angeline, it defeated Brandenburg to win its maiden back April of 2019. So here's Brandenburg as the Doncaster favourite tomorrow, and she is now known as Sweet Angeline, lining up in the last at Singapore. Race 3, number 2, and race 9, number 4 from Luke Marlowe. Have a good night there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Luke Marlowe calling all the action from Cranji. You'll get a coverage on Sky Sports Radio. Sean?
All right, we've got harness racing today at Wagga. Anthony Manton's there. How are you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Cozzy. How are you?
Terrific. What do you like at Wagga?
Found a couple for us at Wagga Harness this evening. First race kicks off just past 6 p.m. Race one, horse number 5, Rollout. This one won first up on the 20th of March at Wagga. Came from about 3 pairs back to the outside and took off midway down the back straight and put an absolute gap in them and won by 16 metres in a 155.9 mile, and seemed to do it really comfortably. On that occasion, drew the back row, drew number 2 inside the back row, and this evening he's got a much better draw. He's drawn barrier 5 Rollout, so he can probably position a little bit closer. And on the way he went first up, there's no reason why he couldn't win again. So race 1, number 5, Rollout.
$4.20.
He's actually owned by some local jockeys down in the Riverina. Nick Haywood's in the ownership, Simon Miller, Blake McDougall, Johnny Kissick, who's about to make a comeback. So the boys will be watching, no doubt, and they'll be cheering him on. So I think he can win. Race 1, number 5, Rollout. And we'll go to race number 4. This is a great each-way bet. Sports Candy, number 3. She has had she's had 2 runs this preparation, and she won first up at Albury on an 800-metre track when she drew inside the back row, and she come with a big finish down the outside. And then her last start here at Wagga, she had a wide draw. She drew the front row barrier 7, and she had to go back, and she just got too far out of her ground. But, gee, she worked for the line really well. She ran second, beaten 2.5 metres in a 158.6 mile. But significantly this evening, she draws much better. She's drawn barrier 3, and in the past we have seen her take up a bit more of a position. So I think for sure she'll take up a more forward position and won't have to get as far back as what she has to from those bad draws the last couple of runs. And if she's within striking distance, I think she's great value at around about that $12 mark. You can back her each way. So race 4, number 3, Sports Candy. Race 1, number 5, Rollout, the 2 best bets for Wagga Harness this evening. Cozzy?
Both great value. $12 Sports Candy and Rollout around the $4.20 mark. Good on you, Anthony. Enjoy the night and keep safe, mate.
Anthony Manton, calling Wagga. First race just after 6 o'clock. Let's turn to greyhound racing now. We've got Goulburn early, Gardens during the afternoon as well into the twilight, and Richmond race tonight. We need to whip through these on the whip around because we need to get to those interviews and grab those female jockeys. Who are they again, Sean?
Sammy Clinton and Jenny Duggan.
Righto, they need to be up and active in about 5 to 7 minutes. So we need to be quick on these greyhound tips. And we're just trying to, when you want to be quick, Sean,
I might flip through the short or the main ones to the mark of the first, the Gold Coast.
Okay.
That's you in 10 minutes. Favourite there, 2 Clairview Star. It's 330-145, much the same on the tote. 3 Spirit One's a $6 pop. 5 Ruddock at $10. Then down to 8 Noble War at $7.50. 9 Parado at $6. 11 Purnell's a $3.40 chance, and that's it. So not much between 2 Clairview Star, Chris Waller runner, and number 11 Purnell for Toby Edmonds, 3.30 and 3.40 respectively.
Okay. We are awaiting these greyhound tips. We might go straight to Tim Newbold if we can. Steve, our producer, we need to get through Tim Newbold looking at Richmond Greyhounds tonight. Given the importance of that program tonight and through after midday, you'll get tips for Goulburn. Gary Clark will be on air just before 12.25 with his best for the Goulburn Greyhounds. So they're the 3 meetings tonight or this afternoon. Goulburn Gardens and then Richmond race tonight. And Tim Newbold does join us. Morning to you, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Yeah,
righto, mate. Yep, go on, mate.
10 race card at Richmond tonight, so it's pretty good meeting as well with City Racing, so all the provincial tracks have really kicked up some quality greyhounds with all of them heading that way. So, yeah, really good card tonight at Richmond.
All right, whip us through your best bets.
Okay, race 7, greyhound number 8, Timeless Moment. Only having a second run over the middle journey, she will be better for that first run over the trip. But look, she's a decent bet, and she's got her alley tonight.
she should go straight to the top, and I think she can just run a rile into the ground. She by Barsha Bala, the Chickadee Ricardo, so that litter can certainly get the 120. I think she'll get the 618 tonight, rolling along on the lure. She'll find this a lot easier than recent runs. I think she'll be awfully hard to catch. Race 7, greyhound number 8, Timeless Moment. And then over to race 10, number 9 here, Oxley Blue Eyes, going to run from the inside draw, resuming from a bit of a break, so fresh. Is capable of running quick time and has landed in a very, very quiet race tonight from box number 1. She'll be able to drive up, hold a position. She'll be awfully hard to gun down. Race 10, number 9, Oxley Blue Eyes, the other good thing at Richmond.
Righto, so race 7, number 8 at $2.10, and race 10, number 9, gets the draw from the inside, as you've well explained there, at $2.80. So 7, 8, and 10, 9 for Richmond Greyhounds, the first race there at $7.19. Thanks very much, Tim. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks,
Gary
Tim.
Clark.
Yep.
Sorry, oh, yeah, Gary Clark with us now for Goulburn, getting it away 12.36. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, pretty good, Sean. Very good morning to you. Good morning, Andrew. Look, they had plenty of rain at Goulburn yesterday and last night. Still very out of cast conditions this morning, but the track is drying out. 10 races. We've got some good races there today. I find a couple of a bit of value for you. In race 5, I like number 7 here, Freeway Lass. Now with Poppy Jack coming out, it's going to make it easier for her. Look, I know she's only won 1 out of 15, but she's run a lot of placings at Goulburn lately. She's been a runner-up the last 2 there in pretty handy fields. Most recent in a very fast 1979 best of the day run down by the very strong Sassy Ethic. Now, she's a very good beginner. She's got a lot of early speed. There's not a great deal of pace in this that's going to worry her. And I think she might get a chance at around $4.40 today. So a bit of value there. She's going to look the winner for a long way. Race 5, number 7, Freeway Lass. And then over to race 8. This is the best race of the day, the Free For All over the 350. Look, Fabulous Penny, she's a great little short course. She's come up $1.95 this morning, but she is drawn outside Manila Beef, and that's a little bit of a concern. You know, we've got the likes of Vintage Dance, a Hardaway Titan. It's a great race, but I'm going to go with Mandela May. He won there on Tuesday. He won a very good Free For All. Finished the race off strongly. He had previous wins at Dapto Nara, placings at Wentworth Park and Bulleye. He's won both. He starts at Goulburn, I think, drawn the inside. And he's come up, I think, way over the odds this morning at $6.50. I think they got the market horribly wrong there. So I'd be jumping on him very quickly. You won't get any better than that at $6.50. That's great value, race 8, number 2. So they're my best 2 for Goulburn this afternoon. And if they can get home, we'll be very pleased with those odds.
All right, good on you, Gary. So race 5, number 7, race 8, number 2. Good luck at Goulburn Grounds this afternoon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gary. Right, Gary Clark there.
Yeah. Righto, so there you go with Gary Clark's tips. So greyhounds today, Goulburn Gardens and Richmond. There completes all the tips for this afternoon and this evening's key thoroughbred harness and greyhound meetings. Sean's going to take it away now with some key rides around Tamworth. Sean, and you've got Samantha Clinton online.
I have it, Hoss. Just before you go, in the first there today, the omen bet of the year is Mischief Managed, number 12, Cody Morgan. It is favourite, but its colours are the reason why it's the omen bet. You know why?
No.
It's got red with a black bat on it. Nom Tibbet, if it gets to the front, no one's going near that bat. I'll tell you now.
Oh, so I was thinking more a cricket bat, but it's actually a bat.
It's a bat. There's no one going near that, mate. You eat one half-cooked bat and look the damage you do.
Fair dinkum, please. All right, take it away, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6.30, with all the key information for day one of the championships.
Good on you, Hoss. Sammy Clinton joins me. Morning, Sammy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the first today, this two-year-old, a lot of these horses are unraced, but there's a lot of good trial form, and yours, Commando Hunt for Cameron Crockett, this has got good trial form.
Yeah, he has. He trialled up nice. His trial race, he was really, really jumped. He put himself there, and he wasn't really fully tested going to the line. He went to line well within himself. It was a quite convincing trial.
All right. Zell Ring in the second. You're riding for your boss, Chris Lees. Up to the Mile, being a Sebring, it looks like it wants that.
Yeah, he does want that, and they're giving the track order, he'll appreciate that as well. It's not an overly deep race. He'll be hopefully trying to be a little bit positive on him and see what he can do.
Raglan, you're on for Gavin Groth in the fourth. This horse in the market, it's come from Victoria and was a good third at Cranbourne down there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's got not bad form in Melbourne. Obviously, this will be its first way going Sydney way from Melbourne way, so he's just got to handle galloping on the other lead, gets up on speed. If he can do that today, he should be competitive.
All right, San Francisco out to 2100 today. Do you think that'll suit it better?
Yeah, I do. He's going to ride him back to his old pattern, back to being neutral again from the gate. And he's a bit more effective when he's ridden that way, so hopefully he can find a little bit of old form. If he can find old form, obviously he can win this race, but he's just got to find his old form.
Now, Sammy, you've ridden I'm on Breaker. It's in the seventh. You've ridden its last couple and got the money both times. Just looks like it's got a little bit of upside to it.
He has got a lot of upside to him. He's obviously got another task against a big weight outside gate. But I do think he is a nice horse. Hopefully he hasn't come to the end of it. But if he can bring what he did last start, he should be winning. I think he's pretty classy.
All right. Now, the next we go to is race 9, and here you've got number 9, Expellable, for Cameron Crockett. You've drawn out wide on this, and it's first up.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pressure too underneath him. Obviously, we've got the outside gate. So he's first up, but he produced really good first up last prep. He only just got beat by Stablemate here last time, and he's handled a soft track. I believe there's rain on its way, so providing we get to the last, I hope we do. He'll be competitive.
All right. What's the pick of yours today?
Probably I'm on a break.
I'm on a break. All right. Terrific, Sam. Appreciate your time. I know he's going to be in the room shortly. Really appreciate it. Good luck today and stay safe, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Sam Clinton there. We'll catch up with Jenny Duggan in just a moment because she's about to head into the room as well. A bit later on, we'll talk to Brett Kavanagh, Cameron Crockett, Cody Morgan, and also Peter Sinclair, all our guests today. Take a quick break before we catch up with Jenny Duggan. It is 28 to 12 at Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do. Thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
Sky Sports Radio is your one-stop shop every single day this autumn carnival. You'll hear the newsmakers around all the feature racing every day with a cavalcade of form analysts like Duffercy, Joyce, Donopoulos, Fleecy, Harley and Scorse. Plus immediate information on the National Racing Service.
The protest at Kensington has been upheld.
This autumn, go with Sky Sports Radio.
It's 27 to 12 at Sky Sports Radio. Jenny Duggan joins you now. How are you, Jenny?
Good day, Cozzy. How are you? Good thing.
That's good. Just saying, this first race today, I mentioned the Sammy Clinton before, a lot of unraced two-year-olds, but a lot of these have actually got reasonable trial form, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. That's right. And I suppose, you know, when it's a lot of unraced horses, it's just who's going to be on their best behaviour and perform the best on the day, I suppose. We'll just all see how it turns out from there.
And, Jen, you can look at them sometimes, their trial form does not reflect what they'll do on the day. They're like kids going to school for the first time, aren't they?
100%, 100%. You don't know what you're going to get. So, like I said, it's just all performance on the day, I think, if they're going to be able to handle with the race pressure and whatnot.
Do you know much about this filly on for Sue Grills?
I do not. I know it's a McCaney filly, so I just, yeah. Oh, sorry, not a fair filly. So I'm not sure what you're going to want me to do, but it's a 1,000-metre race. I dare say I'll just be jumping on and see what happens from there.
Yeah, just try and get into a rhythm and away you go.
That's right.
The fourth, you've drawn out wide on Spirited Bill. It's been, well, two starts ago, it raced back, and then the other day, Coffs had raced on the pace. So you got an option.
Yeah. Look, I think she is a horse that enjoys racing a little bit on the pace. It doesn't seem to be that much pace on paper, so We'll just try and sort of get across from that little bit, sort of, not sticky alley, but it's just a little bit deeper out, I suppose. So hopefully they won't kick up too much underneath her and see how we go.
You've got a nice ride in the 8th Aragon for Christian Buchanan. Had two runs back on the 1600 order suit this today.
Yeah, I think he's really been waiting to get up over the mile. And, look, he doesn't mind the wet, so he said, big, strong horse, so hopefully today he can show his face.
Interesting, Christian's put the pacifiers on. You don't see him used all that often these days, but must just be to settle him down a bit.
Yeah, look, this horse, he can be his worst own enemy. He can see things that aren't there. And even when you look at his wings, he tries to do things to throw a race away at times, even though that might not be his plan, but he does it. So you just tinkered a little bit with the gears, and we spoke about it, and I thought it was a good idea to just move him forward. So hopefully they'll just put his mind on the job a little bit more.
Well, good luck today. What's the pick of yours, Jenny?
I like Arrogante today.
Yeah, in the last. All right. Take care, look after yourself, and good luck today.
You too, Sean. Thanks.
Ta-da. Thanks, Jenny. Jenny Duggan, always lovely to catch up with her. And Sammy and Jenny, they've got to be in there shortly because the first is at 12:40. And we really appreciate the effort they make for us. Now, Gold Coast, this is race one. They're at the barriers. They're loading up for the two-year-old. Clearview Star at $3 even now. Clear Cup over
Noble War goes up
at him.
Erratic is led forward but pulls away. First race start today for Erratic. So Erratic goes in. And Funky Beat will be the next to come along. She's drawn gate number 9. And Clearview Star will be the last. Clearview Star at $3, down from $3.30. Will run the favourite on the QOP screen. About $3.50 on the tote. Starting signal. But we're waiting for Clearview Star to walk up into the gate. And she's a little hesitant, but now she goes into the outside stall. Starters at the foot of the ladder, waiting for the red light signal behind. 1,100 metres. The trip. Stalls are back. Spirit 1 at Elka 11 from near the inside. Both exploded out of the machine. Noble War began well, and Clearview Star is hustled hard in the early part, going up to attack the leaders. Spirit 1 coming back out of the speed battle is now 3 lengths off the pace on the inside of Ruddick, followed by Mashani Rebel, Purnell and Sizzle Pell. Burrito is second last, and Funky Beat had dropped out to the tail of the field. Noble War led at the 550. Clearview Star, three quarters of a length away, second. Elkery 11, third on the fence. Followed deeper out by Spirit 1, now launching a claim. And then Ruddick and Sizzle Pell as they turn the corner with 350 metres left to travel. Clearview Star going after Noble War. Spirit 1's a length away. Mashani Rebels running on as Clearview Star hit the lead at the 200 metres mark. Spirit 1 is still coming. Spirit 1 loomed alongside Clearview Star. Stride for stride, Spirit 1 put a head in front. Spirit 1 beat Clearview Star. Mashani Rebel and Perito coming from the back. Then Sizzle Pell, Elker 11, Funky Beat. Further back was Ruddick. Noble War got weary, and Purnell came in last of all.
Looks like 3-2, probably 4 over the line at the Gold Coast. 3 Spirit 1, 460, 170. 2 Clearview Star, Spirit 1 will be 450, 120. The 3-2 Clearview Star, 160. And the 4 Mashani Rebel gets third. It'll be $5.90. It looks like it will. We'll confirm those for you in just a moment. Brett Kavanagh joins me now. He's scratched a few, but he's still got enough to keep him busy today. How are you, Brett?
Good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you getting through all this at the moment? You're coping with it all, the situation the way it is?
Hello?
Sorry?
Yeah, what's
your name? Yeah, I said, how are you coping with all this, the pandemic situation at the moment? Getting through it all?
Just an education in hygiene and do what you're told. That's about all it is,
Cozzy. Yeah, no, and the thing is, it's funny, I keep saying around the stables, apart from the hygiene aspect, nothing will really change whether we race or not, because the horses still have to be looked after, the feed bloke's got to come, the shavings bloke's got to come, don't they?
Every second bloke reckons, you reckon we're going to go racing, or we're going to go racing? It's like a game of football. Just keep playing until they blow the whistle, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got Catalanic in race 5 today, the 2,100 metres. This horse down in Melbourne, he raced up to 2,500. You've only had him for the one run. What do you expect today?
I expect it to run really good. She's come on since her second run, since first run for us. We're expecting pretty sharp at home for a stayer, so I'd be disappointed if she wasn't a top three finish.
Gee, she actually showed, she showed a bit of pace the other day at Gunnedah and fought on there for a while in the straight too.
Yeah, I don't think we want to ride like that today. We don't want to, bust her early. We try and ride her to finish off, it'd be better.
All right, so give her, just let her take a bit of cover somewhere.
Yeah, not so much cover, just
ride her,
don't have to leave.
Lucky Siren, Brett, in race six, you've drawn out the bleachers with this. What'll be the plan to give to Keegan Latham?
Keegan will have to work that one out himself. We've been unlucky with this filly. She's probably got limited ability. She sort of just runs fourth, fifth, keeps herself in a job a bit, but I think the wet track will play into her hands today, and whatever chance she is, the wet tracks will definitely help her,
You see, she's been consistent. You've taken her everywhere, and she just brings home a check every time.
Yeah, not the big one. We wanted to bring home a bigger one.
And the wet track form, headache goes on the soft. She's had a winner second and third, so as you're saying, it'll probably suit her better than firmer track today.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that track will chop out a bit by the time she goes around.
All right. Now, King's Iris, this horse has had runs and lets up. She's a four-year-old mare. You've got some interesting owners. Peter Moody, Sir Peter Hogan. There's two of them there. It's come from Flemington to David Brightark to you. There must be a bit of a story behind this because she's had some fair spells along the way. She had injuries or just immature?
I'm not sure too much about her history. I know they paid $1 million for her early days. That's about all I know about her. She came to us. She had one disappointing run. Blink her tongue tie. She has to do something to be there tomorrow morning.
$1 million. Oof. So.
That's quick, Cozzy. It's not much.
Good on you. Cozzy, now, of yours today, just quickly, what's the pick of them today, Brett?
Probably Pure Faith.
Yep.
Silly Call Pure Faith. She's come on leaps and bounds. She's going really good. I think she'll run good. She's won a couple of lesser races, but it's given her a bit of confidence.
Now, Cosmic Hayes, Brett, what's happening with her? Because her form was good in Queensland.
Yeah, look, we tried her on a flight to see if she could stay, and it looked like she could, so we were heading to Queensland, and the outcomes of the last couple of months have seen us press on towards the Sydney Carnival. With her. She's in good order. She's a good girl. Her work's been really good. Probably just needs to be ridden back a little bit. Bit of gear on her head. Who knows? Every time you pick the paper up, one wins at 60-1. I just hope it's her tomorrow.
All right, terrific. Good luck, mate. All the best. Thanks for the day, too. Appreciate it, and take care, Brett. Brett Kavanagh there on his way to the races today, and he's got quite a few runners in there as well, so his best today is Pure Faith. Now, we've got someone else about to join us, Cody Morgan with us now. How are you, Cody?
Good, thanks, Sean.
That's good. You've got the favourite in the first today. Now, I keep saying this two-year-old, there's a lot of unraced that have actually shown a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about it. There does seem a couple there that have trolled up well. Cameron Crockett, I watched it troll the other day and was against older horses and things like that. But, there is a lot of unknown and they do look to go all right.
Yeah, and I said to Jenny Duggan, they can trial all right, but race day is a different ball game. Some jump out of the ground and improve out of sight and some don't go any quicker.
Exactly. Probably what I like about our filly is that she is back on a home track and she's got blinkers first time and that should help her race a little bit more tractable and close to the speed.
She, in her run the other day when she ran third at Canamble, she didn't sort of get the clearest run. She had, for a baby having her first start, she sort of had to weave a little bit and then that boot prelude.
Yeah, she jumped good and then just got a good run in transit. And she's not an overly big filly. And then when she did get out that last bit, I think 1,100 first start in a race is probably just telling on her. And that's probably why she wasn't that strong through the line. So back to 1,000 today, I'm sure that'll help.
All right, and as I mentioned, the horse with that black bat on the colours, if you get to the front, no one will come near you today, Cody, I tell you.
I never thought of that, now that might be, and she's got the red blinkers with the black bat on them as well, too, so we've got a double whammy.
You're enough to frighten anyone 100 mile, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Now, the ninth, you've got Purton in. This horse last prep only had the two runs, one, and then ran seventh, tipped out. for a big spell, 33 weeks. What happened after Newcastle?
I've had a lot of trouble with his feet, so it's taken us a while, and he's as good as he's been. He had a quarter crack that sort of needed to grow out, and he's really sound. I don't think he will enjoy a really wet track if we did get some rain during the afternoon, but he needs to go back to the races. We give him a soft trial at the start of the week. Wouldn't surprise me if he ran well, but just that last 100, he's a pretty gross horse, and just whether he can hold on. But I think he will run quite well because he looks tremendous and he's feeling really good. So I think we've turned him around, and if he could go there and run top four today, we'll be back on track with him.
In the trial, he looks a fair lump of a horse, Cody.
Yeah, really good type. Yeah, I'm invincible, and yeah, so hopefully he runs well.
For punters having a listen at the moment, those quarter cracks are a nuisance. You can't hurry them, can you?
No, it's just they take time, and as you can see, he's been in work quite a while, and there's no real reason to spell him or anything, so we just had to work with the farrier, and it's grown out, and he's just been really sound in the last couple of weeks, so hopefully we're on the right track.
All right, what's the pick of yours there today?
The one in the first. She'll give a good account. She'll sit up on the speed, and she worked in the blinkers at the start of the week with a horse that's won three races, an older horse, and handled him pretty comfortably, so I think she'll run well.
Hey, mate, you must be getting a bit excited for Saturday. Ligulate and James McDonald on board in the country championships final.
Yeah, no, it's been a different build-up, obviously. It's probably, for me, it's probably been great because you're just not having to worry about it too much because you just haven't known whether it's going to be on, so you've just gone about your business, and you know, we're down here now, and 2 weeks ago I didn't think we'd get this far, so hopefully everything goes smoothly for the next couple of days.
I noticed you pulled the crossover noseband off the other day, and that seemed to work at Tamworth.
Yeah, so he worked in at track work, and then when we raced him at Rose Hill second up, I could just see he was it's good to have it on in track work because he's pretty fierce going, but in the run, yeah, we took it off and just put the blinkers back on. And at this stage, he's unbeaten with the blinkers on. He's only had them for two starts, for two wins, so hopefully he doesn't blemish up tomorrow, but he may well do. It's a very strong addition.
Cody, have you found horses that get a bit, you know, a bit hot in the yard and a bit fired up, the fact that there's no crowds here at the moment, no noise, does that actually help those sort of horses? Because it'd almost be like barrier trial day for them.
Most definitely, and that's something I've relayed back to all the owners that are probably disappointed they're not coming, you know, to run for 400,000 and not be there and, you know, keep him as calm as possible. I think the first time I brought him down, I let him in and he put me through the rose bushes at Rose Hill. He was better the other day when we come down, and there was not an overly big crowd. He was a touch better. And then at Tamworth, we had him on the pony and he was better again. So, but no crowd can only help a horse like him.
Yeah, I thought that 18 alley. What will you do? Just let James ride his own race? You wouldn't be given instructions, would you?
No, very little instructions. He's a month between runs. He's really well. He could end up midfield or he could be right out the back. But leave that up to James. And, yeah, we're well aware that it's probably not going to be that easy. And I'm sure if he'd drawn a gate, he'd probably be favourite. So probably, you know, that's why he's not favourite, because he's probably going to be back with bobbing. And tell you what, you probably don't want to get in a sprint race with bobbing over 200 metres, that's for sure.
No, he will get home.
Yeah, he does. He's a very good horse. So, but anyway, that's what we're dealt, and we're just very lucky that they're still on.
Do you find you're still putting earmuffs on him? Pre-race?
Beg your pardon, yes. Look, he's a horse that, he has his earmuffs on pretty much to do everything, whether it goes on the walker of an afternoon or this morning when I rode him track work. He's down in Sydney here. It was really good. I said to my partner coming off the track, because obviously I ride him track work, and I said, up home, he knows all the little areas where he can, you know, play or explode in the air. And down here, there was that much going on. He didn't know what to do, so he went, oh, well, bugger it, I'll behave. So it was quite funny, actually. But hopefully tomorrow morning, he still doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, it's almost like kids, but they're habit for me, aren't they? It's a comfort zone for them.
Yeah, it is. It's
But no, look, the facilities down here are incredible, and yeah, so he handled it well.
All right, mate. Good luck on Saturday, and good luck today too, Katie.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Good on you, Katie Morgan. Good to catch up with him there. Peter Sinclair joining me now from Moreway. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, good, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. This T-Roll today, I've said it to everyone who's got one in it, and you got a nice T-Roll fitted by Dream Ahead, Sonier. Is that how they pronounce it, Sonier?
Yeah, that's it.
She trialled well the other day at Gunnedah, and there have been a lot of these that have trialled well in this T-Roll.
Yeah, it's a hard race. It's one of the hardest T-Roll. Like, normally, you can come around the country and find an easier T-Roll, but not today. There's 8 or 10 chances in the race, and yeah, there's some good form in it. I'm out of trials, and yeah, she trialled good the other day. She's going to be a progressive type. Like, she Dream Ahead. I've got 3 of them, and I won races with the other 2 more. Dreaming My Mill, and they just get better every preparation, and she's done the same last prep. She was average just preparation. She stepped up.
Yeah, well, the trial the other day at Gunnedah, she basically was up there with them all the way, and she was under a nice hole, just a nice soft trial, and she won it.
Yeah, well, I actually done that on purpose to make her do a bit, because she's a bit lazy at home, and she will just float around and not concentrate. And I just said to Brooks Dow, who was good enough to ride her for me the other day, I just had to give her a good dig out and make her get up and get on the bridle so that she knows we mean a bit of business.
I was saying before, it's funny how sometimes they can improve from one trial to another to nothing. Her first trial, albeit 21 weeks ago, she got beaten 21.9 lengths.
Yeah, more dreaming last preparation won an open handicap at Crindai.
Yep.
And at the preparation before, he got beaten in a non-tab maiden at Inverell.
Fair. And then just improved.
I've always seen a lot of horses improve and whatnot, but he improved so much from one preparation to the next, the most I've ever seen a horse improve. Like, yeah, he was borderline, don't come back.
Don't come Monday. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, Moss and Diamonds, you've got this filly in the third, lovely filly by Mossman. You've only had it for the one run at Dubbo the other day.
Yeah, below par, Sean. Like, honestly, and I mean, it's a credit to Racing New South Wales and everyone that we're still racing. And the best part about that, we've still got horses in work, which means I can keep my staff employed, we've got a really good group of staff and people around us at the minute, and I just hate to lose all that. And while we're racing, it's great, but the majority of the horses I've got in today should have been at Warrior the non-tab tomorrow.
Mm. So you just got to give them a run where you can.
Yeah, you need to give them a run when you can, because that's, it's the same as everyone else. We have no idea what's coming ahead.
Yeah. The fourth, R. Well, a Dream Ballad filly. She's only had the one trial at Gunnedah about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she'll struggle with the competition today, and she'll do better for a spell and a bit more maturity.
Yeah, what about More Than Good, Belinda Hodderon? You're drawing her right and forwards first up in the same
race. More Than Good. We've only had her for a barrier trial. Chap Porter, she's come from Chris Lee's. She had a bar for standing flat-footed at the gates. She seemed to improve that a bit the other day at the trial. Shows enough ability at home to be like an each-way bet.
All right. Now, head on. Greg Hickman had this a while ago. It's an I Am Invincible. It won it now on a heavy 10. You've only had it for the 2 runs.
Yeah, disappointed, Sean. Disappointed. Honestly, when he went to Scone's first start, his work at home before Scone and before Dubbo the other day, he just wins a race at horse. Honestly, on his work at home, I don't bet much, but if I'd have been a punter, I would have had something on him at Scone, just like especially for a place. And he stood a bit flat-footed and both starts finished off reasonably good. So hopefully we've stepped him up in distance today. The track's supposed to get wetter as the day goes on. We're supposed to rain later, so that'll suit him. But I may have got him wrong. I sort of thought he was, the way he works at home, he's pretty sharp little up-and-going horse. And by the way he raced, I think I might have got him wrong, and he might need a bit further.
And on pedigree, you're looking at him, I'm Invincible, out of Brilliant Biscuit, till he'd hit the ground and go.
Exactly, and that's what he does at home a bit. You know, yeah. He's got a little high head carriage, and he scoots along, and you think, oh, geez, I'll just put him in a 900-metre race and we'll collect the biscuits, you know. And he just, the way he raced both occasions, he looks like he just couldn't eat further.
Well, you're going to get a good guide today when Robert Thompson hops off him. He'll be able to tell you straight away.
100%, John. That's one thing about us. We'll get a bit of good information when he comes back.
I reckon. What's the pick today there, Pete?
Mate, I mean, honestly, I'll be surprised if we win a race today, only because the two-year-old's drawn awkwardly. But it'd be the pick of them, and maybe more than good each way if she puts the best foot forward.
All right. Terrific, mate. Good luck. Stay safe. And give our best to your son, Nathan. He's going well.
Yeah, will do. Yeah, Nate, he's lying low a little bit. He's with that kidney he's got. He's on any rejection drug, so his immune system's not real good. So we're lying a bit low.
All right, mate. Take care and give him all the best. And good luck today, Pete.
Okay, thanks, John, mate.
Peter Sinclair, and he's off to Tamworth today as well. Cameron Crockett joins you now. He's got a couple in today. How are you, Cam?
Good, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
I'm good. This first, the two-year-old today, I reckon we could ring up nearly everyone, and their horses have got a chance. You've got Commando Hunt in with Sammy Clinton on. It's got a real live chance.
Yeah, he's a good hope. Don't think he should be quite as short as he is. Just doesn't have the experience on his side of a couple of the others. But he trialled well, albeit in pretty steady time. He's bred okay to handle the wet. I think Barbassi's brother and brother Bassi, and they've never had a real issue on soft tracks, and he's by Time for War, who's got a pretty good strike rate in the wet, I believe.
Yep, so you're in there with and you're drawing well too, so you're in there with a real live chance.
Yeah, and what I like about this, I've trained all this family except the first one, and we've had them all up and running as two-year-olds. They probably weren't at their best other than Barbassi's two-year-olds, but they certainly seem to be pretty natural. Like, they go out and improve all the time. So I think he'd be a better horse today than he was at the trial. And he probably couldn't have done a lot more than he did in the trial. As I say, it was slow time, but he still was very professional.
All right. Now or never in the fourth. You haven't had this all that long. And it's been consistent. Mitch Bell on board today. Good run the other day, Canamble.
It's been consistent with no luck. She's had bad barriers, and when she's had inside draws, she's had terrible luck. She got cut out here. I thought she was a good winning chance when she had not a last run, but the start before at Tamworth. And she just got on the back of a couple of horses that were going nowhere, which held up the momentum. Then she got a bad check. And once you do that at Tamworth while the others are getting going around you, you've got no hope. So she hasn't really run a bad race, I don't think. She's been going well, and she looks a lot fitter today. She's a big keg on legs, and she's had a few runs now. She had some soundness issues in the first prep I gave her. That's why she had so long between runs, and I think she's taken a while to screw down, but she's going pretty good at the minute.
All right, we go to the last race, 9, and you've got Expellable in here. This is first up. It's had sort of a let-up, a win, a let-up, three runs, a let-up. What's the story with this one? Do you know much about it?
Yes, I know a heap about it. I've had him for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bit of a dicky knee. That's not why he stopped this time. He's also got a bit of a problem with scouring, so he's got a couple of little issues there. And just after a couple of runs in the heat last time, I think with the scouring, it took it out of him. He started to look a bit drawn up. So I gave him a little bit of a let up. He hasn't missed a lot of work. He looks fantastic now. His coat's beautiful, and he's all dappled up. He looks fit, but it's a soft 7 at the minute, and he's a while between runs. So we've done as much as we can with him at home, bearing in mind that he has got not the best knees in the world.
Mm.
But the soft track probably helped with his soundness, but they've still got to be able to handle it. Some horses can't go in it, regardless of whether they need soft ground or not. But he's untried on it. But I'm just going to... I don't know what to do with him at the moment. I'm in two minds. He normally rolls forward, but I want to see him ridden with a sit. So if the inside starts to cut out a bit by the end of the day, from that wide draw, we might end up down the middle of the track. But we'll just see how the track's playing over the first 5 or 6 races.
All right. What's the pick today, Cam, of yours?
I think Commando Hunt, but I think the only thing that'll get him beat's experience.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the field are first starters, which is handy. You've got Cody Morgan's horse has had a couple of runs. Chris Lees has had a couple of runs. Looks probably the hardest to beat for mine, Chris's horse. And, of course, Neil Godbolt is pretty smart with two-year-olds, so he's got one in there as well. So I'm not saying it's a walk in the park, but I think he's got a bit of ability, this horse, but maybe he's just a bit green for today, but I certainly wasn't going to send him around in more trials than have him in the paddock. I think if he has a run today, he will either go forward from it this preparation, or if he went to the paddock, he'd come back with race experience, which you can't beat.
Yeah, terrific, mate. Good luck. Stay safe, and all the best today, Cam. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Cozzy. See you, mate.
See you, mate. Cameron Crocker joining us there. Tote Dividends Race 1 at the Gold Coast. We've got Race 5 at Healesville coming up right about 9 past 12. Now, Race 1 at the Gold Coast, the 2-year-old. 3 Spirit 1 paid 450/120. 2 Clairview Star 160. 4 Mashani Rebel 550. And 4th 9 Pareto. The Quinella $6, the Exacta $12, the Trifecta $161.20, and the 4 $2,400.170. It is a minute past 12 at Sky Sports Radio.
It's the Championships Day 1, so check out this great offer from TAB at Randwick and Caulfield this Saturday on races 1 to 5. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. Check out the app for more great specials during Day 1 of the Championship. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio is your championships radio station for everything around the Randwick action. After day one, the best reflection comes from Ron Duffersey, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey as they analyse all Group 1s. Plus your calls on 13-53-53. Putters post-mortem. Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman, your destination for Australian-made mattresses with brands such as Sealy Posturepedic, King Coil, Sleepmaker Beauty Rest, and Body Belt.
Wow. For thousands of listeners, this advertiser is now top of mind. This brand is now in their heads. But don't worry, there's plenty of room for your brand too. So if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
The expert team at Harvey Norman.
Tabs, 42 days of deals. So check out our quarterly special for day one of the championships. It's your chance to win a share of the $1 million projected quaddy pool at Randwick. So grab your mates and get a group quaddy together. Check out the app for more great specials during Tabs, 42 days of deals. Tabs, long may we play.
New South Wales Temple only. T&Cs at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Today's racing brought to you by TAB's new odds and evens. Simply pick what